even need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast here. Non-canonical bonus episode. Free Renap for all of you listeners out there here on a Thanksgiving weekend here in the United States. And Akiva, for you, Happy Hanukkah!
That's right. Hanukkah starting in a couple hours. You just said free Renap, and it got the wheels rolling in my head.
Yes. Well,
should we start paying for this? Should we start charging for this stuff?
Charging for Renap?
Every week, better at 10, but only if you pay.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think we'd get for one of these? Like a quarter an episode?
Quarter an episode? I mean, it's kind of like a Patreon, no? Yeah.
Yeah. Like if there was a way, I don't want to start a Patreon. I want to like, if there was a way that like every time, let's say you clicked on an episode, it was just like Apple Pay, here's my quarter. Well, you know, for a quarter, of course you do it if you listen to the episode anyway. And then eventually you just like switch it to $100 and don't tell people.
Maybe we'll see if we can work with like the with the video version and get on like some of these streaming sites. Do you want to opt in to Renap at $4.99 a month for video Renap?
I mean, I don't like
people are getting curious that I would.
We're just joking. Yeah. We're going to start paying you to listen.
Now, that's just something. That's something. Would you would you pay a penny a listener?
Yeah, of course, because then
well, why would I listen to your podcast for a penny? I mean, you got to find the sweet spot.
It's true. I guess if you listen to a lot of podcasts, then you'd eventually make some money. But then, we could go to like advertisers and be like, hey, we have like zillions of listeners.
I don't think you could pay people to listen to podcasts. I think either that they want to listen and they listen for free, or they don't want to listen. And there's almost like no reasonable amount of money you could pay somebody.
Probably true. Like you couldn't pay me to listen to, I don't know, some 4.5 hour show.
Are there other 4.5 hour podcasts?
Yeah, there's lots of them. Some of the most popular podcasts are like 4.5 hours.
Yeah. With like radio shows, like the, your Joe Rogan stuff.
Yeah. Is that a radio show?
It feels like maybe it's like started like a radio show. I don't know. Not the right person to ask.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Like but a live stream. Yeah.
Lengths are, people don't complain. Like long podcasts.
That's what I hear.
They're good.
Yeah. All right. So here we are. Let's just set up what we're going to do today. So that this has been a very busy week for me, especially where that I have been moving. I am now, this is the first Renap episode, non-canonical at that, but the first episode I'm recording here in my new studio. We survived another move. We are here in our house. So been a busy week over here. Of course, that is also Thanksgiving was this week. So that's also sort of complicated the schedule. So it has been tough to find a time to get to Five Nights at Fally's. So we'll bring you that episode next week. Five Nights at Fally's.
And we're sticking with Fally as the name, right?
Well, what do you want to change it? Five Nights at Scally's?
It could be Five Nights. Should we have Scally on? Five Nights at Scally's?
I don't know. Is he a Fallon expert?
He's probably a big Fallon guy.
Yeah. So we'll see.
By the way, the lineup dropped. Can I give it as a tease for next week? Can I give people the lineup for
Yes,
okay. I'm just looking at it. Okay. All right. A Monday and all new episodes. Five. He's working hard. No one in show business works harder than Jimmy Fallon. Okay. Alicia Cara, who is a singer, but I guess she's maybe not singing. She's doing like the talking
Hold
part.
On. Do you think anybody watched Fallon every night this week and is like,
I feel bad.
You SOBs.
Now we have to make them watch. Like I made my whole family turn on the Thursday night episode with Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd.
All I did was watch Fallon all week and you moved.
Yeah.
I do want to apologize also. I will have a lot of apologies for this episode. So apology number one is that when we recorded on Saturday, that when the wheel, we did the wheel spin, originally Nicole and I were supposed to move on Tuesday And then our closing on our house was it was originally going to be Monday, and that we were going to do everything on Tuesday. And Nicole and I Saturday night said, this is crazy to try to do everything in one day, because what if they push it back again? So we ended up pushing the movers to Thursday on Thanksgiving, and that really kind of screwed up the rest of the week. So 100% my fault. Don't drag Uncle Kiwi. Okay, this is all on me.
Yes. That's right. I couldn't record a podcast if I tried to. So how could it have been me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's apology number one. All right. Back to the lineup.
Yeah. So the highlights are Seth Rogen.
He had a busy week.
Busy week. Yeah. He wrote a book. He's doing a lot of things.
Gotten some trouble on social media.
Oh, did he? What did he do? His pottery was like too offensive or something?
Yeah. I saw he was a trending topic this week. Uh-oh. I don't know if it'll come up with Fallon. Okay.
All right. Probably not. I feel like these are kids gloves interviews Fallon does. Mm-hmm. He's not doing like the, you know, Letterman, like, all right, mm-hmm. why do you suck? Cousin Greg from Succession is coming on. We got Blake Shelton, Anna Gasteyer, mm-hmm. Rachel Dratch, probably together, I'm guessing.
Anna Gasteyer, have a project they're going
we'll
on?
Find or, yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out next Thursday. And Tyler Perry, Michael Bublé.
Oh, so with Tyler Perry, maybe this is going to be some Survivor. Hey, I love Survivor. You love Survivor. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So exciting week on Fally.
Yeah, I'm excited for Fallon. Let's see how he's doing against Colbert, because they're like the competitors. So let's see who has a better lineup. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peter Jackson, who's like the, or should we do this next week?
Yeah, I think let's say let's get into the at the end of the podcast, we should decide, are we team Colbert or Fally or.
But we will not have watched Colbert. We will just decide that.
No.
Okay.
Is Colbert good? I don't think I've ever watched one episode of the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I think there's a lot of politics. I think he does a lot still. I think they're still doing a lot of Trump stuff.
Still?
I think that's what I hear. Those are the rumors on the street.
Okay. All right. Well, you're not getting me with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, you know what we did today, Rob? Like
topical material.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. We're tropical material. We're tropical. Like, hey, this week we're in the Bahamas. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Or like Conan went to Finland. I guess that's not tropical.
Yeah.
No. So, one of the things we did this week, I asked the listeners four questions.
Yeah.
And they sent in a bunch of questions. And in honor of Hanukkah starting today, we're going to do eight questions with maybe a bonus because there's a miracle ninth, you know, whatever.
There's a and miracle then, ninth day?
No, there's a miracle eighth day, but then there's a bonus ninth game.
Oh, okay.
So,
And then, and we've done a bad job. So this will be apology number two. I apologize for not setting up that. And then we're going to listen to the best of classic Renap after we do some questions. And that is going to be, we're going to give you an encore presentation of The Rehapchular from February 2nd, 2019. Haley Strong joined us to see if the great experiment of getting Renap listeners to go on blind dates would work and result mm-hmm. in love. And we're and asking the question.
Heaven.
Yeah. Get us into heaven. And also to see, should we potentially do The Rehapchular again?
Yes. Yeah, because I think now for a while we couldn't.
Yeah.
Now I think we could. So now the question is, should we?
Yes. And or should we get it in while we can?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like there might be like a 2 month window when we can do it. And then might be, maybe not.
That's true. Yeah. Like it's between variants. We're going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to plan your trips and events in between the variants.
Like you must go on this date today because who knows what the world has in store next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carpe diem.
That's right.
Okay.
I like how you said that.
Yes.
All right. So, Rob, we got eight questions. Like what you said about questions.
Carpe diem. Yeah. Okay.
Our first question comes
from...
Also,
no mailbag. We're going to just bring you... So, when we say we're going to go to the mailbag, that'll be the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be too confusing to hear the pitches for things we already did. Although, maybe, I don't know. Oh,
maybe it's a good mailbag.
Maybe we should leave it in. All right. Let's leave it in then. And then... Mm-hmm.
People can always shut it off. Like it costs nothing to shut it off.
I mean,
so right now it costs nothing.
We don't even have any, you know, anecdotal evidence that people are going to listen to the part that's not new.
No, they'll listen. Yeah. Do you know what the next episode was?
So that spoilers for coming over in the podcast. So that was,
should we not spoil it?
Okay, that was episode number 21. Boy, wait, that was very early in the run.
Very early. Did, very early.
Rapture. How did you get
working very
people?
Hard?
Yeah, how did you have the people to go?
We must
on
have started,
dates?
And I was like, "Hey, let's do it," because I think it was on the wheel for a while. Also,
yeah, must have been very that's early. Wild. I would have thought that like the podcast was on for a year before we did that.
Mm-mm.
So we launched in August of 2018, and then by February 2019, you're doing the Rapture. All right, spoilers for the episode. That it's not going to be a memorable episode 22, all about March 11th, 1995.
And that was the second time we did that already.
Yes, yes. I think that the first one we did, I felt like that we thought was good, all about May 22nd, 1998. But
that was the fifth episode of the podcast.
Yes, yeah.
Like, let's go back to the well, and then we went back, and it had limited return.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a sign not to do a second Rapture.
I think it's different. I think the first one probably wasn't as good as we remembered. Like this, I listened to the Rapture today. I was listening to most of it.
You were riveted. Very good. Riveted.
It really holds up. It was excellent. I was like, wow, this is a great podcast. Everyone should listen to this.
Oh,
people should be paying money to listen to this.
That's where you got the idea.
I was like, this is free. What the hell?
So also, so then apology number three will be that last week, we did our very first Twitter Spaces mailbag, and I thought it was a great success while we were doing it. But when we got to, we were going through it, Akiva said, "Hey, your audio got crazy." And we were like, "Akiva, you're crazy. What are you talking about?" Everybody on Twitter was like, "Rob, you're fine. You're fine. Audio is great. Audio is great. No issues." But Akiva said, like, there's something, like, I don't know. I'm going to jump at the Twitter Spaces because I can't hear what you're saying anymore. And so that's when we should have known that there was a recording issue on my end. My mixer was kind of glitching out. And so the parts of the Twitter Space mailbag that we were recording from that point on were just unusable. If you listen to the podcast last week, I had to cut out about like about 50 minutes of Twitter Spaces talk, which I think in 11 years, I can't remember another time when I had to basically have unusable audio. I think of one other time, and I had to re-record a podcast. And so I apologize about that. I am aware that this issue can happen, and so I'm not going to be relying on the mixer to do a backup and also be recording into my computer, into my recording software. So that basically, like, the one point which was recording two things glitched out and created that problem. So apologize about that, but we would like to get back and do the Twitter Spaces mailbag again.
Yeah, we'll do it again, and hopefully people can hear it this time.
People did hear it while they were there.
That's true. Yeah, that's why you can't miss it. Maybe we'll give more warning next time also. But I guess that would have been one of those weeks we would have had to give a refund, Rob, if we were charging money for the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
We might have had to refund people. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a good thing we start charging it.
So this podcast has a money-back guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you don't like it, yeah, that's true.
You'll love Renap, or you'll get your money back.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to hear the first of our 8.5 questions from the listeners?
What about if we said, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. If you don't like it, we'll send you a dollar.
Yeah, we could do that. But if you do like it, you owe us $10. Figure it, like, at least 1% of, but a one-time payment, like at least 10% of the listeners will like
it. But to get the dollar, you have to answer a 10-question quiz about the episode. You can't just say, like, hey.
Of course. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then people, it'll be on those websites, like, the, you know, like,
the survey
hey,
people.
Here's a deal. Yeah, yeah, the survey people will
just
come.
Just tell these guys you didn't like their podcast, and they'll give you a dollar for free.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to take a quiz. Going to change the quiz after every episode.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's not going to be the same quiz.
Well, at the end of the episode, we'll have to come up with the questions.
Mm-hmm. We'll have like someone join like a quiz master, like one of our listeners, like, hey, can I be the quiz master?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of people that can make good quizzes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of teachers probably.
Sure, sure. All right. So what are we doing now, Uncle Kiwi?
All right, so we got 8 quick questions. We can go through them as fast as you'd like. I'm doing great. It's football Sunday, so that's exciting. Also, biathlon Sunday, my favorite winter sport. I'm covering biathlon. I got it. And yeah, so things are going well. The kids are excited for Hanukkah. My wife's wrap in the presents. She's big into wrapping. One of my kids like saw one of their presents, and so like they started playing with it all weekend. But then he's like, "Oh, can you wrap it for me for a Sunday night?" Mm-hmm. Like he wants a present he's already used wrapped.
Yeah. Well, I just I'm so envious. I love everything that you're doing with Hanukkah.
Yeah, but then you got Christmas in a month, and like, you know, the Jewish kids will be like, yeah, you don't have any more presents for 11 more months. Like, you guys have
early Hanukkah this year. Yeah, but Jewish parents, like, I'm done in the clubhouse. I'm done. And now I just get to enjoy December.
Mm-hmm. It'll be in December to remember. But not really, because we got no Christmas. I mean, everything is just Christmas this, Christmas that. We're thinking like, hey, can we watch a Hanukkah movie? There's no good ones. There's nothing.
Yep. But, who cares? Watch a regular good movie.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. My kids just will watch Home Alone 4 again, the straight to DVD version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what's it called? Hey, let me give you the first question.
Okay. Eight questions and a bonus question for Hanukkah.
Yeah. So this is from Megan the Librarian.
Yes.
She says, I'm an early bird, and it always makes me laugh when I see Rob online very early in the morning, like Renapa tweets, et cetera, et cetera. How early do you usually get up? Is Akiva sleep cycling totally screwed up from all the late night podcasting?
Yeah. So I used to get up, I think, like super early, especially when I lived on the West Coast, especially like I felt like a pressure to like, hey, I got to get up and got to get going because like the whole day is going to be passed by. I think for a couple of years I was getting up at like 4:30, like 5 o'clock, like trying to get like work done before my kids got up. So or I like try to exercise like before my kids got up, and then started waking up Nicole, who is not a morning person. Now nowadays I feel like I'm getting up at like 6:30. I mean it's not like ungodly. My kids go to school early also. Like they are in year-round school, and they are not in session right now. But when they are, they have to be there at we have to leave the house like 10 after 7. So, so it's early, but not like, ridiculously early. Yeah.
Because, I think like 5:16, that's the time. When if somebody said, what time does Rob wake up every morning? To me, like the first time I'll ever get a text or see a like tweet, to me that's about 5.
This morning I think I did text you at like 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, but I think is that fair, is that your norm, or at least it was
no I was up early. I have a lot of stuff that I have to do, and so probably for the next few weeks I'm probably just going to be like up early, like working on different projects. So I'm not usually a sleep in kind of person. Like I'll tend to like be up early, and then I'll like crash and take a nap, but it's not that exciting.
And Megan also said, am I the only listener up right now? Which is a crazy question, because it was like 7:55 a.m. wrote that. So, I mean,
but it is on a Sunday.
Do you think like all of, like everyone who listens to this podcast is a sleep in person? That's pretty wild.
I don't know. Like, also, like everybody's schedules are still screwed up from when we shut down.
You think so? Even now, people still have messed up schedules?
I think so, yeah.
Well, a lot of people are still work from home at least part of the week.
Yeah, and like it used to be like the, I was like a rarity that I was like work from home. Like, oh, you work from home? What? Now it's like almost like it's a rarity people commute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like it's closer to, half and half.
Yeah. Question number two. What would you like for Hanukkah sub question, what should I buy my husband and daughters ages 5 and 8 for Christmas?
What do we want for Hanukkah? Nobody gets me anything for Hanukkah. So I would like.
You're lucky if you get something for Christmas.
Yeah, I am lucky if I get something for Christmas. Because that Akiva, just between us, because this Nicole's not going to be on Renap
sure not
4 weeks in a row.
Four streaks. No.
Yeah. At worst, she might be like, my door is open. She might be
whisper.
But, I work very hard to like get my wife good presents. I never get good presents.
What if you start making a wish list and then she could pick like one out of five things on your wish
list? I guess so. But it's,
what's the worst present she ever gave you? That's another question. Like, what's the worst present?
Oh, is this a bonus? Are we still in question two?
We're still in question two. Yeah.
What's the worst present she ever got me?
It doesn't have to be from a specific person. Ever get socks?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten socks. I mean, socks is not the worst. I mean, socks you could always use.
Just socks is not the worst.
Just socks is not the worst. I mean, the worst is like, what am I going to do with this? Like, what am I going to, like, that's like, at least socks, like, have utility. Mm-hmm. You're never going to, like, well, I'll never wear these socks. You know, they're socks. It's like, eventually, you're going to run out of clean socks.
I bought, like, fun socks this year.
Fun
like
socks?
Like, a bunch of, like, yeah, there's, like wacky pictures of, like, eggs or penguins.
Not
or
from Chris Underwood, just, right?
Not from Chris Underwood, but like a lot of different colors and a lot of them.
Yeah.
And like really replaced my old. I would not
pegged you as a fun socks guy.
Rob, I wasn't a fun sock guy. I wore boring white or black socks. Like black if I'm wearing like dressy stuff, it's Shabbat and like whatever. And then white during the week. Mm-hmm. It's totally changed like my whole like wardrobe thing. Like I'm wearing fun socks every single day now.
Does Mara like that you are a fun socks guy now?
It's like the one of the only compliments I've ever gotten. She's like, oh, I like all these socks.
So fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'm a, like I'm the fun dad, fun uncle, fun sock guy, fun son.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big sock guy now.
Big sock.
I don't think I can go back to like regular white or black socks.
So, worst present. I mean, I'm sure there is something like the worst is like it's like I didn't want this and this was expensive. Why did you? Right. Why did you spend the money on this?
That's a double whammy.
This is I didn't like want it a, this expensive. Is like no, no.
Mm-hmm. No receipt with it.
Yeah, like or it's like if it's like this, like times like it's like oh, I want this, and it's like okay, then and then they'll buy, she could buy like the off brand. Like no, I wouldn't know if this wasn't what I was going to buy. I was really looking forward to this.
Do you think now that we're like you know grown ups, we're both officially grown ups now. Do you think like if we really want something,
yes,
and it's within
yes,
reason, yes, we should yes, just get it ourselves. Yes, like yes, why yes. are people like my children have no money? Mm-hmm. They're essentially poor. Like why they need me to buy stuff for them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. No. And look, I appreciate the thought and the you know, that I just like, if you're going to get me what I want, then like you know, actually get me what I want.
So, and yeah. So if you're present, if you're going to get a bad present, you want the person to like spend as little as possible.
Right. Right. Okay, you know, I'm a That's man who knows exactly what he wants, Akiva. Don't know.
Yeah, and you'd buy it. If you really wanted something, you'd probably buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless like it was just like unaffordable, in which case don't buy it for me either.
Yeah. Don't guess like what
the
I
commercials.
Want.
The commercials where people buy someone a car. Imagine buying your spouse a car without discussing it first.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just putting a big ribbon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a December to remember. You know? Happy Honda days or whatever. Like it that's such a it's Happy it's Honda. So crazy.
Happy How come they haven't like, done that one.
They really should. I mean, it's a very small, like how many Jews are buying Hondas in the U.S.? I guess a lot. The Odyssey is incredibly popular. I think like in Brooklyn, it's just a bunch of Odysseys. So maybe they really should. But I don't know how much like TV they're watching. Maybe they have to do like talk radio.
Yeah.
In the car.
I don't know. Maybe they feel like it's offensive to mess with the name of the holiday. Like
Happy Hanukkah. It's fine.
It's fine. Like holidays, nobody's getting offended, but you know, it's like that if they're like, this December 25th, brush your teeth and say Merry Christmas.
That's good. But I feel
I
like
I think people wouldn't like it.
Yeah. I think the Odyssey is like so big. I think that they would, there's two cars in
the only Odyssey
I
know about is Super Mario Odyssey.
You know about the Honda Odyssey?
What's so great about it?
It's a big minivan. Yeah, there's two minivans. There's the Toyota Sienna and the Honda Odyssey. Those are the big cars in our you know
in Brooklyn
in the Jews in Brooklyn. That's what they drive. Those are the, I guess they're like really big minivans. I don't know. They have a lot of kids.
Because they got a lot of cargo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
more of an SUV guy than a minivan.
Happy Hanukkah, and then for Sienna, just trying to think of like what Toyota, if like now the Sienna's on the run, they're losing all their customers to Honda, Toyota Sienna, like what are they doing?
I don't know. Sienna.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll see.
Give us your best pitches for the Toyota
What
Sienna,
was question two again? What do we want for Hanukkah? And then what should we get for Christmas?
Husband and daughters, 5 and 8.
Oh, husband and daughters.
My son got this like science thing where he like just, it's like a different experiment every day with like a lot of like lights and
wow,
light up stuff and wires. He's really into it. He's into building stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, but it was on Amazon and he likes it. If someone really cares, I can find it. But then, so he was into that. And then, yeah, I, you know what? I got my son saw my son. Someone gave me a you know what a Funko Pop is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone gave me a Funko Pop to give to another person. I have no idea why. It was like, I think
what's part the Funko of our, like, Pop of?
It was Lamar Jackson. It was like a fantasy. It was like a fantasy football inside joke. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. And I never had one or even really seen one. Like I knew what they were, but
yeah.
And then my son saw it and he's like, "Hey, can I get one of those?" So I said, "Sure, I'll buy you. That'll be."
And then what does your presents. Son want?
So he said, "No, he wanted a basketball guy." So I got him George Gervin, the Iceman. All the kids love George Gervin, who basically stopped playing by the time I was 4. But then my older son,
yeah,
who isn't really into sports, he wanted one. And then I couldn't really think of any to get him. He wanted Pokemon, but they were out or something. So I was like, I was thinking, all right, what else is he into? Because there was no, like, I don't know what shows they're into. I should have got him Kevin from Home Alone because he loves Home Alone.
Do they have a Kevin McAllister Funko Pop? They have everything.
So then I got him. I'm like, I knew that there's a YouTube clip that he likes to watch. So I got him the Funko Pop based on the YouTube clip.
Oh, I think it's the NFT.
No. The YouTube clip that he likes to watch is the Soup Nazi. So I got him the Soup Nazi Funko.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, a Soup Nazi Funko Pop.
It does not say Nazi on it. I think they're like, they call him by his name. Yev Kassem. That's what he got. So, I hope he recognizes.
There is a Kevin good. McAllister Funko Pop.
I'm such a bad dad. I didn't get it because I could have given it to them and then like watched they haven't seen it yet. Waiting for Hanukkah break to watch the movie.
You know, Nicole and I have binged Succession in to catch up with for season three, episode 7 of Succession coming up this week, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I only found out like 2 weeks ago that Roman is Kevin McAllister's brother.
Yeah, he's a Culkin.
Yeah. I said that to Nicole. She's like, yeah, everybody knew that except you.
I mean, a lot of people knew it. I don't know if everyone knew it, but yeah, it's a thing.
Are they estranged? Do they get along?
I think they do get along. As far as I know, they get along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they do look alike. Once you see it, you can't unsee it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge, there's a bunch of them, but yeah, I think they get along. Mm-hmm. We're still on question 2. Can I go to question 3?
Yeah.
Rob,
do we even need to tack on the Rehatchelor?
We might not.
This might be the longest episode of the podcast in its history.
Maybe we cut the mailbag if we're going too
long. Well, let's put the Rehatchelor in, but we'll put it in at 2x.
No, that's crazy. let people, because anybody could press a button and do 2x. Let's, are we running out of space somewhere?
Look, people are busy. Like,
all right, so they can stop listening. Nobody, this is not mandatory, and they didn't pay for it yet, so. They don't have to worry.
Okay.
Can you rank the 4 seasons from best to worst? I don't think we've done this.
Yeah, not the people that perform with Frankie Valli.
Not Frankie Valli.
Okay. By the way, my kids, I mentioned last week that they were just crushing Family Matters. And so, and Nicole.
Nobody's ever said that sentence before.
Yeah. My kids binged basically like the back half of Family Matters, but Nicole got mad. There was too much kissing, too much, much Urkel being interested in relationships and
Grandma Winslow.
Everybody's dating. You know. Yeah. Well, yeah. And then so then we switched them to Full House from Family Matters. And now my kids have like binged the entire series of Full House.
Oh, man, school vacation is great. Like they're all from school and they're just crushing.
They crush the whole thing. But there's a lot of dating that goes on that show.
I know. I think they're pretty.
A lot of people taking care of babies that don't really know what they're doing.
That's true.
A lot of people made art projects for school that got destroyed. That happens a lot. But can I just say that season 7 that's my kids are on that right now, and I Akiva, you would not believe basically. It's like the morning show meets the newsroom. Like, there's a lot of tension on the set of Wake Up San Francisco.
Really? I don't remember that at all.
Well, they made Rebecca Donaldson the producer of Wake Up San Francisco. And so there's a whole power struggle where it's basically like Succession, that now Rebecca
is real.
Yeah. They made her the producer of the Aunt show.
Becky. When you say Rebecca, you mean Aunt Becky.
Yeah. I mean, Rebecca Donaldson is her. Like, uh-huh. I'm not like, she's not my You're aunt. Not I know her as the TV personality, a host of Wake Up San Francisco.
Got it.
They made her the producer of the show. She's on-air talent. She came in and, Danny was at the station. They brought her in and she's a rising star. They made her producer of the show and she's Danny's boss. Danny can't handle it.
That's wild. I didn't remember that.
And lives in your attic.
That's wild. That's a pretty unusual situation that your boss lives probably.
Didn't go all in on this. I'm like, oh, what's going on with this? Like, well, no, we need to see what's happening with, Michelle is having a nightmare.
Literally, boss is living rent free in his attic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't pay rent, right? Yeah. I think that's established.
I don't know if they pay rent or not, but that this attic is gigantic.
Yeah, and by the way,
also, I think it would be very drafty up there. I mean, it's San Francisco. Yeah. That there's like the back wall is just like the wood. It gets cold in San Francisco.
There's an episode that is it's pretty dark. There's an episode where they find that a kid is being hit by his dad.
Oh, a Full House.
Yeah, do you remember your kids run into that one? That's a wild one.
No, but
I think that's probably like in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like some kid comes to like Stephanie and he's like, do you know when your dad is like pounding on you and you're just trying to think about other things to ignore it? And he's like, what? Yeah, and it's crazy. It's like a crazy episode. It's one of those like, after school special type episodes.
Well, my older son said to me, he's like, Dad, I found out how the mom died. I was like, what happened? He's like, yeah, she was drunk driving. It was a drunk driving accident.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, but they weren't doing the drunk driving.
No. He said that Kimmy Gibbler was trying to, was drinking. And DJ Tanner had to say to her like, hey, I don't want to lose you the way I lost my mom. Although that would imply that the mom was inebriated.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like, it seems like they just added in that fact. I don't know if that was like in the canon in the first season.
So after, Family Matters and then Full House, what's next? What do you think?
I don't know.
90s show.
Yeah, I was telling my son that I'm like, oh, you like these shows, these comedies? He's like, yeah, that, there's a lot of shows that are like that. He's like, well, what are they named? I'm like, oh, this is like a bunch of them. He's like, well, tell me the names of them. I'm like, I don't like the Big Bang Theory.
That's what you're going to show them next.
I'm like, how I have, and he knew Seinfeld. I said, and he's like, and what else? Friends. So I don't know. He was just like name every sitcom.
I don't think he's old enough for Seinfeld. There's a problem.
Yeah, where do I send them next? Step by step.
Yeah, maybe.
Boy Meets World. I'm sorry, Matt.
Witch Kissing?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of dead. That's a lot. It's like a high school show.
Fresh Prince or Saved by the Bell. That you think it's too soon?
I think it's a little too soon.
Okay. If you have a suggestion,
I think it's back to Alf.
Back to Alf. They're gonna hate you. They're gonna be like, when is school started?
We binge like a season of Alf in the early in quarantine. Yeah. Okay. All right.
They're gonna be like. When does school start again?
We're only on question three. All right.
Okay. Actually, this is related. We could make this one quick. If you stayed home from school or work, what would be your comfort TV show or movie?
We never ranked the seasons.
Oh yeah, we forgot to rank the seasons. Okay. I have Summer Last.
Summer Last. Okay.
Yeah, I do the like the mild one. So I would go fall, spring, winter, summer. I just hate being hot so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
I think I'd go. Fall. I think fall is the best. Then summer. Then spring than winter. I mean, winter, like if we're looking at like, you know, just like December 23rd to, you know, March 23rd, like that's the worst. I know you're going to say, well, what about the Super Bowl? What about the NFL playoffs?
Mm-mm. It's about the winter. It's not about what happens there. Mm-hmm. It's about the seasons themselves.
No, right, that's now. Bleak.
Yeah. I mean, does it snow in North Carolina?
I think you get some snow. I mean, it's definitely.
You might have to shovel. Are you going to have to shovel possibly?
I said that the other day. I don't own a shovel.
Yeah, you haven't shoveled. I mean, did you ever have to shovel in New York?
I'm sure in the. I shoveled, definitely. Mm. Picked up a shovel and like.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you live like I lived in an apartment building in Manhattan. I didn't have to shovel. That was, you know, you're not allowed to have somebody else's shovel.
Mm-hmm. But when you were a kid, no, nothing?
Of course. No, when I was a kid, of course. But I'm just saying, like, as an adult. I never had to.
Right.
And I don't live somewhere where there's snow. I think, yeah, of course, when I was a kid, I would have to shovel very hard. Really, like, the hardest labor, honestly, mm-hmm. I've ever done, probably, is, like, shoveling.
It's tough labor. Yeah. So, that honestly, I think the novelty for my kids is there from coming from California. So, maybe I can convince them to, I don't think we're gonna get a blizzard.
Parents have a blind neighbor. So, there's also, like, oh, you have to do a really good job. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, oh, no, I know you suck. I actually like won't. I know you're bad. I'll walk in the street. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question five. Robin Akiva.
Wait, we didn't do question four.
I'm always one behind. I'm always what we didn't answer for. All right. Comfort TV show or movie. You're staying over. You're sick in bed. Cancel your podcast tomorrow. What are you watching?
I don't know. My comfort is something show. New. I don't go back.
I agree. I usually don't go back. Once in a while, like, I get the idea of putting on an episode of Seinfeld or an episode of The Office. I really want to rewatch The Sopranos. I don't know if it's going to happen in the next few months because I'm so swamped, but that's really number one on my list. But I agree. There's so many new shows that I'm trying to watch that, like, it's hard to go back to old ones.
Yeah.
Is there anything you rewatch?
Is there anything I've rewatched? I mean, I don't know if I've rewatched a whole
Survivor,
series.
I guess a lot, but
that's, you know, if anything, I feel like that there's more like movies I would like, sit and rewatch, but I feel like the
big, I've gone back and watched some movies recently, again.
Well, like what?
I rewatched Forrest Gump. No, I rewatched Forrest Gump. I wanted to see if that held up.
Mm-hmm. How did it hold up?
It was pretty wild. Forrest Gump is a wild time. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, I hadn't seen in years. I went back and rewatched those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like falling asleep with like an old movie on. There's something there. And it's like, I'm not going to go back and finish it again if I don't make it through. But,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Super bad.
Yeah. Funny. Super good.
Okay. It was very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five. Do you tip the same on all meals no matter what? My wife changes based on service level. I always tip the same. This question is from Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You always tip the same.
No. I this is very variable. Like, you know, Akiva, I walk in the restaurant and I say to the server, I put four $20 bills on the table. And I say, look, this could all be yours or you could get none of it.
Yeah.
And every time you make a mistake, I'm going to take one. No, I will like if somebody's like really like killing themselves, I'll leave them like a better tip or like, you know, like if somebody doesn't, if somebody's like, I'm like, where was this person? They totally forgot about us. And I'll just give them like, you know, the acceptable like minimum.
You know, it's tricky. Sometimes you like you have a server, but then like someone else is doing most of the work and it's like, well, who's getting this? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really overthink it. But sometimes like, people make a big fuss, especially like when you have like kids with you, like, you know, I really am appreciative of like, cause the kids are like, can I get I didn't get a blue crayon and he got like, you know, sometimes right. They're very helpful.
You go to a lot of crayon restaurants.
I unfortunately, all of the restaurants I go to are crayon restaurants.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea. First of all, it's very Larry David-ish. I like the idea of like, you know, he gives you like, you ask for dark meat, he gives you white meat. It's like, all right, take it at 20 off the table, but like very surreptitiously, like not say anything. I do think a lot of it also is like, you could be like the worst waiter, like good attitude. I'm in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, especially right now where you're just appreciative that people want to be there and they're, if like they're being helpful, like, you know, I do try to give a generous tip, you know, unless somebody is like totally like checked out.
Yeah, I agree. I'm usually pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. It's a decent tip, but it doesn't really change. I mean, you could, you know, I'm sure there's exceptions.
I don't get out to a ton of restaurants these days, so I'm very appreciative to be out of the house also.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Question six. Can you guys please have Taryn on the podcast?
Taryn Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Didn't you just get Taryn on the Curb podcast?
Yeah, we had a good time also. Josh and I had Taryn on the Curb podcast.
How'd that come up? I didn't even know Taryn was a Curb guy.
I think Josh said he heard a rumor through the grapevine.
Yeah.
We hear rumors, the rumor mill.
Yeah.
That Taryn watches. So we asked him and he said yes. And yeah, Taryn is a, and also Taryn, you know what I like about certain podcast guests?
Yeah. What?
If you're, now again, a lot of times you're coming on as a guest and you are doing a favor to the show. But I love when podcast guests like listen to the show beforehand, like put in some work. Like Taryn listened to the episode with me and you and him. And I don't know if he listens to every episode, but he had listened to that. It's like, all right, that's good. You know, like the segments or the beats or whatever. Not that there's so much, like, it's not a complicated show to come on the Curb Enthusiasm podcast, but like, I like that. I like when people come on and like have listened to the show.
Yeah. Even if it's just one episode. As a podcast guest, you know, I always try to like,
You should always do that.
Listen to an episode or two.
Yeah. It's a good lesson for the young podcasters out there. You should always do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could get the idea was that it's the BB off season. I think we could get Taryn for the podcast.
I think that we've had pitches with Taryn on the wheel or like in the waiting room of like that Taryn was going to like fix people's lives or something like that. I don't know if that's necessarily.
I don't know if he'd be interested. So
that was.
I will message Taryn.
Yeah.
I'll message Taryn. I'll say, you know, if there's a season 3, episode 7,
or
you want to do
for
or a bad movie. You have carte blanche. You can pick it and come on. He was on once for a mailbag, Taryn. But if you want to come on the podcast,
a book. He's a big reader.
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do a book. Unless it's one of those where he reads the book and we don't have to read it.
Maybe if he read a book and would, you know, just like save us, like, hey, this is a good book. I'm going to tell you all about it.
But you hate book reports. That's one of your
reports, but I like reading Rainbow.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Twitter report account.
Yeah. Okay. Question 7. Have you ever thought about Muncie, Indiana for your next live show?
Muncie. Well, what's in Muncie?
I bet it's not a hub. You know, we want a hub. What do you think the population is?
How about,
that's not a big city.
Come out to the next live RENAP sponsored by the Toyota Sienna.
Well, that's the wrong Muncie. The Jews live in Muncie. That's Monsey in New York. This is Muncie, Indiana. Population 68,000.
Oh, no. Sponsored by the Munciena.
Mm-hmm. So the Toyota Sienna is sending us to Muncie, Indiana. And if they like,
we're
take us there
in a
Sienna. In a brand new and one.
Take that.
It's a coin flip. Winner keeps the Sienna.
Honda, yeah.
No, I don't think so. But maybe Indianapolis is big enough. I don't know.
Muncie, Indiana.
I think if you don't have 100,000 people in your city, you're probably fighting a lot.
So it's Muncie. I would have thought it was Muncy. Yes.
No, the
population,
Muncie in New York,
68,750.
Too small. Too small.
Might have hit 69.
Need to have 100,000. Yeah, you need to, well. Maybe if we bring it
all
up.
Right.
Yes,
things to do in Muncie. There's a Muncie's Children's Museum.
Okay.
Oh, there's the Bob Ross Experience. That might be good.
You can go
see where Bob Ross filmed his shows. Mm-hmm. Could we do a podcast from the Bob Ross Experience?
We'll have our people talk.
Would
to
you
the Bob
paint
Ross people.
if we did? Would you do a live painting on?
Would
a podcast?
You not judge me because I don't know how to paint?
Hmm. What about, could that be on the wheel? Something like a Robin Akiva, like I didn't want to get paint on the floor in here, but.
No, the paint, I don't know how to, like, I cannot draw a straight line.
Yeah.
Like my 4-year-old son legitimately is better at drawing than I am. I do not know how to draw.
Mm-hmm. They have a thing called Christy Woods. That sounds like a person.
Christy Woods? Yeah. That does sound like a person.
Yeah.
So never. No, I don't think so. Again, 100,000 people are bust. That's my first requirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless it's like
some good fishing.
If it was like Excel Shan, you don't like fishing.
No.
You like fishing?
Are you more of a fishing or Mall of America person? Are you more of a fishing or a Muncie's Children's Museum person?
I mean, we're not even gonna have our kids with us. The Children's Museum, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless it's like Excel Shannon's private island. I think we're only going to places with 100,000 people.
Okay.
Last regular question. Akiva and Rob, what is the absolute best time to post a tweet?
Not Saturday, right, Akiva?
Not Saturday.
What would be prime time for tweets?
I got a bunch of answers, honestly, Sunday morning here.
Yeah.
Well, but I said Sunday morning crew, so Megan people knew, like, all right, I'm in the crew.
Yeah, they identify with being in the Sunday morning crew. So... Well, I mean, like, what's Twitter prime time?
I think it's a Monday to Thursday weekday noonish.
Well, it depends what you're tweeting about. Like, I feel like there's like an event on or something.
Yeah, I mean, yes, if you're tweeting about the Oscars or the Emmys or the Super Bowl, like you're doing it during them, and then there's people watching with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like Survivor, you'll do bigger numbers on a Survivor tweet during Survivor, even though there's a lot of volume probably if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Versus like at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So then in a vacuum, what is prime time for Twitter? And should we be capitalizing on prime time?
I think so. I think on the next tweet I drop for the podcast will be I think it's like let's say noon, because then it's 9 o'clock. Noon on
what day of the week?
Tuesday.
Noon on Tuesday.
Yes.
Noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern on Tuesday.
That's when we do
all times are Eastern on this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in peak.
Is that why News AF has been such a staple? Because it's, or is it a time slot hit?
Maybe it's a time slot hit, but now I don't want to tweet. Maybe all the people are watching News AF. Maybe I should push it to 11:45, right beforehand.
Okay.
Because the West Coast people are probably still up by then. They're not like our listeners don't get up till 9, according to Megan the Librarian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the ninth question, the 8.5 question for us.
Yes.
But this one I won't answer, but this made me laugh. It just came in from Trevor. Is there a difference between being quick and fast, or being quick and fast the same thing?
This is your miracle question.
No. That just came in. That's not our question.
Oh, okay. This is a bonus question.
This will carry us into the Rapture episode.
Should we answer the question? Is there a difference between being quick and fast?
Yeah, there is a difference.
Okay. What's the difference?
Fast is pure speed. Quick is like...
acceleration?
Yeah. It's like, how fast can you get to be fast?
Is there a difference between quick and fast? Well, owners of the 2022 Toyota Sienna know that there is always a difference.
Yes. Because when you are advertising a minivan for like nine children, all they want is speed. Like, how fast can I get the kids to soccer practice?
How fast can I get from zero to 60? The Honda Odyssey is not as quick.
Yeah, like some crash test dummies in the commercial. Like, okay. Moms who drive Toyota Siennas are known to miss 2 out of 3 basketball practice.
When you're getting around Brooklyn, it's all about acceleration.
Okay, here's the 8.5 question. Do either of you have a favorite style or type or episode of Vernet?
Oh, I didn't know where that question was going until the end. All right.
Favorite Vernet episode. And I bring this up because we're about to drop a very unique episode of Vernet, the Rehapsler. Probably the most time I've ever spent on an episode. I think I spent like 100 hours on it or something crazy. Hmm. Which I don't even know how I did, because it was only 21 episodes in.
Well, like, I feel like that there's sort of like two ends of the spectrum. Like, I feel like that, honestly, like what we just did, like I love when we get to do stuff like this.
We should just do this like more often.
Yeah. A two-hander, as you say?
Two-hander, yeah.
Yeah. Where it's just us talking about stuff. And then I think on the opposite end of the spectrum is like spectacular, death-defying, never before attempted in the history of the medium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're both fun. I think the one of the nice things about the podcast, we do a little for column A, a little column B, then column C, like the stinkers. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And everything like else is in between.
Yeah. May 11th, 1995 or whatever.
Right. Right. So, what are you going to do?
No, I like to mix it up. I wouldn't want to watch a show every week, but I like watching shows, you know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do the Rapture every week, but that's one of the things I want to know. Like, should we do this thing? Is I'm happy to put in the work again and do this. I think I would lean towards we should do it again because I think it's good. But let people re-listen to the episode.
Do we have the base of people who want to participate again?
I will put out the form. We had a lot of people last time. I think we have more people in our universe last time. I also kept it small. Like, I don't think you ever retweeted. Like, I really did not push it hard.
Yeah.
And I think we could probably do it. And maybe we would focus on one city. One thing I found
people have to meet in person. Is that a key component?
They don't
component?
Have to. I think... If they both don't want to,
what if they have to FaceTime every day for 7 days?
Instead of one in-person date, 7 FaceTimes, you're saying?
Yeah.
Or 7 Zoom.
Maybe that's the new wrinkle on it. Instead of mm-hmm. we're going to, send people to go on dates to go to potentially multiple locations.
But aren't we just
locations.
Making friends? I feel like
these are romantic partners. Uh-huh. And okay. You have to have
so there has to be romance. There has to be implied romance.
Yeah. I mean, it's with the intention of would you meet and then you can meet up if you want to.
Uh-huh. After, how about after 7, you have to make a decision. If you don't go on a date, you can never FaceTime. And
ideally, we'll match
Block
people up
them
in
on
the
all
same
social media.
Area. Uh-huh. But, then I feel like that to me, my hang up was always are we putting people in jeopardy?
No, I was very careful.
Vetting.
Honestly,
you vet people.
I did a lot of vetting last time. Yeah. I really did.
Yeah.
And you'll see at the beginning of this episode, I made people promise they're not serial killers. Which
How many days in a row did they FaceTime? 7 too much?
7 is way
I mean, they're not getting married.
I think it's 3
yeah.
in a row.
Yeah. 3 in a row. Mm-hmm. Long weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And it could be during the week if they're more of, maybe they have other plans. Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and talk to us about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you also can meet in person. We're just saying you
well,
don't
maybe
have.
Maybe you want to. It's
maybe we'll do some of both. Maybe we'll set up a couple people in person. A couple
I'm picking up what you're putting
better.
Down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's meet in IP.
Mm-hmm.
In
That's
person.
That's what they say? IP? That's what the kids are saying?
Maybe they do.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
This is almost a full episode at this point.
It's a full house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's getting beaten up.
Yeah. You know, I just realized that, I podcast in the attic now. I mean, I'm uh-huh. basically although Jesse and Joey, they did a radio yeah. show, which is like a podcast, even though they never wear headphones. But they do it in the basement.
Well, Joey lives in the basement and Jesse lives in the attic, right?
I don't know where Joey lives anymore. They have it's a recording studio in the basement.
There's so many rooms in that house
everyone
has their own room.
Ending.
How many bedrooms are in
there? I feel like that there's three on the second floor. And then I honestly don't even know where Joey lives anymore because they basically, and then they turn the attic into for, I don't know where that is. Are there two bedrooms off the attic?
I'm not sure.
Because
I haven't seen
Jesse
it in a while.
And Rebecca have a big living area and then they have a nursery for the boys and I don't think they're unless their couch I can't imagine that Rebecca Donaldson sleeps on a fold out bed
not when she becomes the producer of the show there's no way
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right and then I think DJ got the room that was Jesse's room and then Michelle moved in with Stephanie but I don't know where Joey lives. Did Joey get his own place?
I don't think he moves out. I'm not sure.
I'm going to ask Dominic later.
Yeah. So. Is he home? Can you call him up?
I don't think he's within earshot. But anyway.
What a flex. His house is too big. People won't even call
him. He's downstairs. I'm in the attic.
The kid who, he's from Long Island. Maybe you know the guy.
Who?
The guy who, I was looking up the episode of Full House where the kid gets beat up by his dad.
Yeah.
And he's born in 1980, and
maybe
he's from Mineola.
Maybe I know his dad.
No, maybe you know him. He's okay. older. He's your age, and okay. he's from Mineola.
Yeah.
J.D. Caiola.
J.D. Caiola?
Yeah, you don't know. He goes by J.D. Daniel.
J.D. Caiola from Caiola?
From Mineola.
You don't forget
That's
a
him.
Name like that. Probably his dad was bullied for being Kyola from my Mineola.
Well, I mean, yeah. His birth name is Jonathan Daniels, but then he goes by J.D. Daniels. The D is doing a lot of work in that. Mm-hmm. The D, it's both D's. That's wild.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to really be acting anymore.
Hmm. Yeah. Does Joey move out on Full House? Let's see. Uncle Jesse and Rebecca got married, and Jesse intended on moving out of the Tanner house. Joey moved out of the basement into Jesse's old room. Where did TJ go? Doesn't make sense. Maybe, is there a blueprint of the Full House house? Blueprint of Danny Tanner's house. I'd love to see
you're gonna be on like a list by then.
Yeah.
Is there any
Full House floor plan? Okay. Let me see. Oh, okay. So there's a living room and a, so on the second floor. Oh, okay. So there's actually four bedrooms on the second floor.
Okay. Who lives in them?
There's a DJ's room. Stefan, this is, I guess, a late season, DJ's room, Joey's room. And then there's like a room that has a question mark. And then
Stephanie, you know, it's a little weird that Joey is just like living on the same floor as like the other kids,
Stephanie and Michelle's room and Danny's room. Yeah, because Joey brings women home.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And he like has to bring them upstairs.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess, and then Joey also like whines that he can't get a girlfriend. But
there are almost no bathrooms in this house, according to this floor plan.
You're looking at.
There's like a bathroom in Danny's room.
The
floor
plan does not include the attic. Do you think it was an illegal?
It's possible. Maybe that's why the show ends.
I mean, they let Jesse do it. Like, I don't know if they got like, if it's up to code. I'm not gonna call it in or anything. So yeah, the floor plan does not include the garage or the finished attic.
There's two attics though.
Is there? Did they build a second floor off of the attic?
He says one that looks nice where Jesse and Becky and then Kimmy live, and then one where they store all their old stuff, even though the exterior is clearly a two-story house.
Oh, and then Kimmy Gibbler moves into the attic in the Fuller house?
This is wild. I feel like they didn't have one meeting about this during the run of the show.
Yeah, okay.
This is a big house.
All right, so where how do we get to this? Back to this? So I'm in the attic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone enjoy the Rapsler. I think it was a very fun episode.
Okay.
Star Turn.
Five Nights at Fally's coming back next week.
Next week. We will see you with Michael Bublé.
All right. So get ready to listen to Robin Akiva from 20. Do you think that we sounded younger, Akiva, when you listen to this?
First note is we sound so young.
We sound so young and full of life.
I would like to do like a recap of an episode like that, because I was like, I had comments on almost everything we were saying. I wanted to.
OK, should that go on the wheel? Robin Akiva recap an episode of Renap.
Yeah, I think it should. Honestly, that would be a good one, but now I think we can't do that one.
Why? It would be
a good one to do, but now I think we lost it by dropping it here. But we could do another one. This is 150.
How about that? Let's put it on the let's green light it. Let's put it on the wheel. Okay.
Put it on the wheel.
And let
give us the ding.
Let the, because it would be fun for us. Let the audience tell us no, don't do it.
Okay, fine. But then if they like it, can they tell us which episode to do?
Yes. Okay. So here we go. How about that? A non-canonical, we're putting it on the mailbag. Okay, we're putting it on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then next week, it's going to be eligible.
Yeah, I like this. But then if they like it, unless there's a big brushback.
Now, can it work with a random episode? So any episode from the first 100, say. Like we have a random number generator.
Well, we should do a random. I think we should give a few options and then let people do it. Because I'm sure some don't work as well as others.
Okay. All right.
Like there's a game and there's 10 things. I don't know how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Because we're going to have to pause a lot.
All right.
I wouldn't want to be the one editing.
Are we going to play the episode and then
I think we got to do that.
Yeah. Are we doing that with the mailbag too? Or it's just the main part of the episode?
Just the main part. Just the main part. Unless the mailbag is like so iconic.
I feel like that we should just listen to it and then come back and talk about it.
I think we should pause. Unless it's impossible to record. I think
it's going
to
be confusing to like you're listening to the old podcast and then
Rob, we sound so much older now. You'll hear young Rob and young Kiva. You'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what are we calling this? Flashback Friday?
Yeah, we could do flat. I mean, we don't really drop episodes on Friday.
How about
Snapback Saturday.
Snapback Saturday.
No, what's it called when you do like you like listen to, and the listeners are good sometimes with coming up with names of these things, but like when you're like listening to your own thing and you're doing like
what about the Renap recap?
The Renap rewind? Renap. Oh, we'll do Renap recap is good. Yeah. Okay. Renap recap is good.
Renap recap. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what a Fuller Renap.
Fuller Renap?
No.
Like okay. Fuller House? Do you think you're going to do a fullest house?
No, I think it's done. I think it's done. Yeah.
I can't believe the freaking Olsen twins never came back once.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, we look, we know all about the Olsen twins.
That's true.
Okay.
This is fun. This is like a full episode. Like we almost didn't even need this.
This is like
half.
A fuller episode. Yeah. Because we got an episode and then basically, this is longer than most podcasts that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry for all the space we're taking up on your phone. And then, free episode.
Yeah. Let us know if we should have put the second part in 2X.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So we'll be back next time to talk about Five Nights at Fally's next weekend and enjoy the Rehapsular right after this. Yeah, that is right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 21. It's time to talk about the Rehapsular, and I'm very excited to bring in my wonderful co-host, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. He's a man that I've known for, this is now almost 5 years, and we once upon a time did a podcast about Seinfeld where we went back and watched every single episode of Seinfeld. Then we did a podcast where we talked about the last episode or last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and then we've done over 20 episodes now of this brand new podcast where we spin a wheel every single week of podcast ideas. Here he is, the podcaster's podcaster. They call him Mr. Akiva Wheels Winokur.
Thanks for reading my wiki page, Rob.
Yes, yes. He's formerly a researcher at NBC Sports. He's been a teacher. Now,
yes.
He works for an internet startup, and here he is to talk about how he and I, after today, are going to be going to The Good Place.
That's right. Robin, this is called The Rehapsular, a.k.a. Rob and Akiva Go to Heaven. This is maybe our most controversial episode on the whole wheel.
Oh, I had no idea there was controversy.
Not controversy, but I feel like, I don't want to say the most anticipated, because that would be all positive. I feel like it's... some people are excited about it. A lot of people are saying it's either going to be our best or our worst episode.
I agree. So high ceiling, low floor today. Yes. And so we could not talk about an idea for a Rehapsular without bringing in someone from our amazing panel that covers the Bachelor. I guess you could just say it normally. You don't have to say it like the Rehapsular. The Bachelor every week, currently in the midst of covering Bachelor Colton and his saga to find love. Please welcome in the great Haley Strong.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Haley,
you didn't
how
mention
are
that
you?
Colton's a virgin, Rob. I think that's like legally you have to say that when you mention his
still,
name.
I mean, I kind of feel like, what are we, 6 weeks into this Bachelor still?
It's part of the press package that you have to say at least 6 to 9 times. Sorry, that was a better joke.
Nice.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm off to a bad start anyway. Yeah, you have to mention his virginity if you're going to talk about Colton.
Okay.
At least that's with the season. Thanks.
All right. Well, we are very excited to talk about love here today. Haley, do you have any idea what we're in store for today?
Yes-ish, but I'm nervous. You know, I really want, you know, these couples that went on dates to find love, and I want to help you guys get into heaven.
Okay. Okay, but could you give us some backstory for any other new listeners who are coming in and don't know what this idea is all about today?
Yeah, I don't remember where it started, but at some point we discussed maybe going to heaven, and I mentioned that there was an old Jewish, kind of an old wives' tale, that if you set up three couples on dates, it's like an automatic ticket to heaven, even though there's no real source in all of Jewish literature for that. And we joked about getting to heaven, and I said, what if we try and set up all of our listeners on dates, and maybe three of them will end up married, and that'll be our only ticket to heaven, since I think, you know, doing a podcast where we spin a wheel isn't our ticket in, probably.
And I had said at the time that I felt like this was more that getting you into heaven, considering that I would think that more than three couples have formed out of Rob as a podcast. I don't think we have three marriages yet, or even three engagements, but I think we have certainly three couples.
Probably. But so again, you're
coming in riding some coattails here, Keith.
Every week. That's not just this episode.
Yes, but you did. But you did do the 100% of the work to make this happen here. So this is your.
Compared to you, I had other people help me, but yes, you didn't do. You did 0%. That's what you're trying to say? Correct.
I showed up here today, and then I called you and Haley.
Yes, correct. All right, Haley helped. I had other helpers. We could get to them later on, but basically the way we started is I said, hey, if anybody wants to go on a date with another listener, here's this questionnaire on Google Docs, fill it out, and it had questions like, what's your name? The age range of people you want to date. What are your hobbies? Fun facts about you. Dating deal breakers, pet peeves, why shouldn't somebody date you? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got many responses. I think between that and just people emailing and DMing, we had way over 100 responses.
Okay. And then how did you rope Haley into this?
I just said, Haley, I already said on the podcast you're on the episode, so you don't have much of a choice.
Okay. And Haley, were you excited about this idea, or did you feel like that Kiva called in a favor for you to be a part of this?
Ooh.
No, I'm really excited about this idea. For some reason on this network, anytime there's anything to do with love or a love show, I get the call, which is fine with me. I love being a part of things. I have a desperate need for validation from strangers on the internet. So anytime I can fulfill that, I am so in. I thought this was a really interesting idea from Akiva or whatever. It was a big project for you and it took a lot of work, but I think it could be a lot of fun. I know not everybody's going to love this, but you know what?
Let's be optimistic.
It's so much fun.
Everyone's going to love this.
Yeah.
And it's a cool experiment. And why not try and
nobody's ever done
hook
it before.
A few people up.
Somebody said this could be one of the most ambitious podcasts ever. I will say,
it is very ambitious. If I had to do all the work, this would not happen.
Yeah. Rob, remember, if someone doesn't like this episode, the tweet to let us know is, wow, I think that's the greatest podcast in the history of the medium. episode.
Okay.
That's how you tell us you don't like it.
I want to go back to Haley because I want to know, Haley, so that do you feel like that you've been miscast as the expert in love on so many of these podcasts?
Maybe. I think other people, if I actually told them what my dating history was, which is that I accidentally fell into one long-term relationship.
Yeah.
That was the only first date I've ever gone on, and now I own a home with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like a dating expert, but people like to come to me because I watch a lot of reality TV shows that have to do with love.
But I would say that I see you more as sort of the straight shooter and the person who is going to really call it like you see it. And in a lot of these shows that there is like a lot of fog in terms of these people that are in sort of these lovey-dovey relationships. And I feel like that you are a truth teller here and are going to be able to see through some of the things that are unclear.
I appreciate that greatly.
Okay. All right. So, Akiva, how are we going to start this extravaganza? Should we talk about Saved by the Bell? I felt like a middling response, I thought.
Rob, you're such a hater.
I'm a hater of my own podcast?
You're a hater of your own podcast. I would say the OG Rob and Akiva people loved it because they love when we talk about TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't for everyone. I don't care. Why, we spend too much time worrying about what other people like. If we had fun, that's what matters. Okay. We don't need like, hey, Leah, after every episode of your podcast, do you guys spend the next podcast, you know, 20 minutes wondering if people liked the last episode? I feel like we're in this crazy cycle.
No, we don't. But as Rob has pointed out in the past, we have like a very specific listener base who only mm-hmm. listen because of us. Like, we don't have a lot of those people, like who are Big Brother fans coming in. And so like, they get a lot of hate. Amy and I get very little negative feedback because the people who didn't like us tuned out years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And look what they're missing out on.
Yeah. So much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Akiva, let's open up the Rehaptular.
All right, so the feedback started coming in fast and furious. Just to give you an example, so Millennial Mike, who is I think the first person who's you know one of the origins behind this date, even though we won't hear much from him for the rest of the episode. Here are his fun facts: he's ambidextrous.
Oh,
he's not a serial killer, because I said no serial killers are allowed to apply. Like, you can kill people on your own time, but not mm-hmm. like don't. Get me and Rob in trouble by committing a homicide during, you know, this dating episode. Because that, you know, that would probably be the end of the episode.
Were one-time murderers admitted?
I would say no felons whatsoever. Okay. I should have specified no felons. It didn't come up, but I should have, just to be safe, said no, maybe like two felonies or it depends. It's a case-by-case basis, you know.
And only time will tell if somebody's going to be a murderer.
Yeah.
Hmm. So he's not a serial killer. He's descendant of one of sports' all-time biggest losers. That's Ralph Branca from the Shot Heard Around the World. Mm-hmm. And he's banned from an Applebee's near his house.
Why?
He didn't say, but he said his first date couldn't be an Applebee's. We could find out. Right in that for next week, Mike.
I think that would be a major red flag, banned from an Applebee's. Because I think they let a lot of nonsense go on at an Applebee's before you get banned.
Like, people go when they have like the all-you-could-eat, and people are like, well, I'm just going to stay here for 14 hours. Mm. And they let that happen at Applebee's.
Well, that would be the best case scenario for why one of our listeners would be banned from an Applebee's.
Well, no, they don't ban for that. It has like you're saying, they do anything, and if they don't do that,
they got a wide leash on the Applebee's.
Yes, yeah, but let us know next week.
Be a long leash. Wide net.
So I'm gonna play you a series of dates that our listeners went on. Our listeners went on a lot of dates all around the United States of America.
Canada.
No Canada. We have a lot of Canadian listeners, but we didn't have anyone. We had very few Canadians apply.
What gives, Haley?
It's too cold to go outside on dates right now.
I thought it was cuffing season.
It's true.
Maybe not.
And there were. You'd be shocked, Rob, at the eligibility of applicants. Like, we got some amazing people. But it was like they're the only person from that state or that city. Maybe we didn't cast like a net as wide as if this was, you know, like Rob tweeting it every day. Mm-hmm. We definitely found a solid subgroup of people. But there were a lot of people who I just couldn't find matches for. But you wouldn't even believe the lengths I went to find matches from people that ended up not working out. From some of our dates that didn't.
Okay, well, if this all works out, we'll put it back on the wheel in episode 31, and maybe we get another bite at the apple.
Oh no! If you do the dates next time, or if Haley agrees to do them, okay. So let's start off our first couple, and basically we're going to play the intros. We're going to hear a little bit, maybe 30 seconds each, from our daters, and then you guys are going to guess, you know, how their date went. We'll hear a little bit from them afterwards, and then we'll find out finally, you know, are they willing to go on another date or not?
Okay.
So you guys can make a prediction. In my mind, I think if anybody gets to date two, that's, for our purposes, that's getting into heaven.
Okay. So,
because I think, like, if they get to date two after this ridiculous TV, you know, podcast date, then I think, you know, they're halfway home.
Okay.
So our goal for today, listen, this is only happening in the last month. Our goal for today is just to get to date two. Right? Marriage will come eventually. Okay. But that's our goal. Okay? That's fair.
Can I ask you the question, how many couples did you ultimately set up on dates?
You'll ask me at the end of the podcast. Okay. That'll become clear. It's a good question.
I don't want to forget it.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So our first daters are Alex and Missy in New York City. We're going to call this date the second location.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you ready for the clip?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any other backstory on the clip, how these clips came together?
We'll get to that later.
All right, here we go. Here is a clip about Alex and Missy.
I'm Missy. I'm 31 years old. I live in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I am a lawyer. I work in New York City for an investment bank. I'm being set up with Alex, who is 27 or 28, I think. I'm not exactly sure which. I know that he lives in Brooklyn and he works in the city, and that is actually it.
Hey, Robin Akiva. My name's Alex. I'm 28, and I live in New York. I've been a Rob Has a Podcast listener since the very, very beginning. If you want to get a sense of what my dating life was like in high school, I actually found the first episode of Rob Has a Podcast a couple of days after it was posted because I Googled Rob's name after listening to his commentary track that's on the Survivor All-Stars DVD. So I think that's like a pretty good indication of what was going on for me in high school. Anyways, I live in New York now. I just got out of a pretty long-term relationship. We were dating for 2 years, and that ended in September. And so I'm finally starting to poke around on the dating apps and start dating other people.
We are meeting on a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, and we're meeting in Soho at a bar at 6 or 6:30. I guess it's a bar that's around the corner from his office, and it's a pretty straight shot for me to get down there from work. So we're going to meet and have a drink and have a first date and see how it goes. As far as dating is concerned, I'm pretty used to going on semi-blind dates, at least. Most of the dates I go on are based off of dating apps that I use and meet people and go on dates based off of that. So meeting somebody I've never met before for a drink or dinner or whatever is not a foreign concept to me from a dating perspective. This is probably a little bit blinder than I'm accustomed to, but not totally out of the realm of the usual. Anyway, I guess the podcast element is certainly a little bit strange. I'm a little bit nervous in the sense that I know people are going to hear about it, and if I'm terrible, I guess I'm going to find out, and it'll be a little bit weird if it goes terribly and I have to say that and I hurt somebody's feelings. But I'm imagining that this is all set up so that, you know, everyone doesn't walk away feeling like absolute shit.
Did not promise that.
I'm pretty optimistic. I'm sure it will go well, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very dramatic music.
Is that the Bachelor music, Haley?
It's probably something similar.
I think it's the Bachelor theme
really
music.
It's really making me feel like, oh my gosh, I could believe in love. This might actually work. True. Like, that music is having that effect on me.
Yes.
So our great friend, Tim Allen went through all of the audio and spliced it together. Shut up, Tim. Spliced it together, put music under it. So he, you know, huge kudos to Tim, who was really instrumental in helping us. No pun intended with instrumental music. Yes.
Okay, a couple other questions. Okay, so yes. Alex and Missy, they both like recorded like a diary before they went on the date and then sent it in. Okay,
different people did different things. Some people recorded their intro afterwards. They, I believe, recorded it beforehand. Alex and Missy, if you notice, Missy is older than Alex. Alex is 28. Missy's 31. They were not. Mm-hmm. They were not concerned about that. Unlike everyone else who's going on a date today, or that we sent on a date at all, Missy is not an RHAP listener.
Where'd she come from?
Okay, so she is the best friend of an RHAP personality. Do you want to guess who?
Best friend of an RHAP. Is it a podcast host or a?
Yeah. Hmm. Other personalities who aren't. I guess there are a lot of
patrons that are are well known.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think. New York City podcast host. Could she be a friend of Ali Lasher?
Yeah, that's a good call. She is Ali Lasher's one of her best. I don't want to say best friend because maybe someone else will get jealous. Someone else will be listening and be like, "No, I'm Ali's best friend." Mm-hmm. But I think they're pretty
tight.
Are
you jealous?
Deeply, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think I currently live closer to Ali as she's at school in Michigan than probably Missy does in New York. So got that above you, Missy.
Take that, Missy. All right. So
that confuses me with the geography. Michigan is close. All right. Canada's confusing.
Now, Haley, here's what I want to know. Yes. Is it possible that this is actually the best idea ever? Because from what I understand on the dating scene, there's a lot of BS that goes on, a lot of ghosting, a lot of terrible behavior that's happening out there in the world of people going on these dates from these apps, and everybody's behaving at their worst. But does the idea of this audio diary for the Rehapsular, does this almost ensure that every participant will be on their best behavior and we actually have a better chance of a successful date than if this was some other unmonitored experiment?
Yeah, I think it could go that way, or I think it could go down in flames a little faster because there's more pressure on this date.
Yeah.
You know, you might not really get a great sense of who the other person is or what they're interested in besides, you know, Rob has a podcast.
Like, could be hamming it up.
Yeah, or like people could use the podcast as a crutch to further along small talk rather than, you know, diving deep about some certain things. And I guess in this date, since Missy is not a Rob has a podcast listener, that could be different. And I feel like maybe that might be a little bit of a hurdle for Alex, not because he can't date people who don't listen to the podcast, but because you would kind of go in expecting that you at least have that one thing in common. I think what Akiva may have had an issue with, and not even saying like issue, but it's not like a hardcore matchmaker experience this. It's like, oh, you guys live in the same area and you're, you know, around the same age that you guys are looking for. So I feel like there could be
to find more mutual interest than that, but what you're saying is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're not going to be like, oh my, you're not eHarmony. You're not going to find like 100% match capability.
No, but it was more like she's the best out of the 10 possibilities in your area and your age range.
Yeah. Yes.
And like, and that's fine. And you might meet somebody you would have never run into or never would have thought about dating. And like, that's what's really cool and interesting about this experiment.
I mean, but Haley, is it so crazy to think that you have Alex who has been listening to the podcast for a long time, and then you bring in Missy, who's somebody who has never listened to the podcast, and maybe at the end of this thing, Missy just might start listening to the podcast?
Is that what we're going for here?
Are you trying to just match people up with your podcast? Like, you want new listeners, and that's all you're in.
We just want more listeners.
That would be
we
such
just
great marketing of like 10 people walking.
You should
around.
Just, you, Rob. You should go on Tinder and be like, "Listen, I can't go on a date. I'm married, but you know, here's a link."
How mad would Nicole be if you if she found Tinder on your phone and you tried to explain us? No, babe, don't worry. I'm just trying to get new podcast listeners.
Well, Akiva, was this an issue for you with your lovely wife, Mara?
You mean what? The fact that she doesn't share any of my interests whatsoever in any field?
No, not that. How did she feel about you were said like all of these single women were sending in their information for you to potentially match them up with guys?
Let me explain how little she cares about what happens in this back office. She hopes that one of them takes me away.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So Allie was really the recruiter of Missy for this date. I will say I told everyone to record audio from the date. I'll say Alex and Missy chickened out. Okay. So let's play the next audio and see what happens.
Okay.
Wait, Rob, quickly, do you think that, from what you've heard so far, do you think that we have a shot at a second date?
I'll say I'm not super bullish on this because I think that part of the appeal here was that, you know, two people that they're part of this experiment. They both like they have a common interest. I think that that was sort of
everyone else you'll hear has a common interest.
Missy is just like, sure, I guess I'll go on a date with this guy. I don't know. He sounds like he's 27 or 28. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Fine. Yeah. I'll just go on a date.
Why? Because I think his birthday happened like between recording and whatever. But okay.
Right. So I'm not, I don't think that Missy has a lot of skin in the game here.
Okay.
Akiva set me up with Missy, and we went on a date about a week or so ago. Overall, the date was good. We went to a bar.
This doesn't sound promising so far. Haley, he's not gushing.
No, you're right. He's not. And he said a week ago, so it's not even, you know, I guess we could see if they met up between the date.
Maybe they spent a wild week together, but yeah.
Maybe. Okay. we'll see.
Maybe. He doesn't sound like a guy who's just spent a week with somebody, but let's
sit on a binge.
Got a quick bite to eat afterwards. I never felt a super strong spark or connection or felt like we had a ton of things in common. So I think we probably won't see each other again. An interesting thing was that Missy actually doesn't listen to Rob Has a Podcast or Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. She's a friend of Ali Basher's, so that's how she's involved in this world. So it was interesting trying to explain all of this nonsense that that happens on this podcast.
Probably a turn off.
But she was like willing to go on this date with this podcast thing, so I don't know.
But by the way, these are sounding like after a survivor gets voted off. Like,
it is true. It's the exit interview.
You know, I never saw this coming. I thought this would be fun, but it's really, you know, it turns out it was a lot harder.
Let me play again. I'll do much better.
We met at a bar in Soho downtown that is near his office, and a pretty straight shot for me to get down there from work. So we met there. He was on time. It was definitely an easy date to plan. Like, you know,
it was convenient.
Where do you work? Where do you work?
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's really easy for me to come to you. He
a lot of logistics
made a suggestion to the bar right off the bat, which is great because I hate
Some logistics.
So it was easy to set up the date. It was easy to get there.
No, but she already told us this.
You know, there was no like real issue. I certainly have no complaints about like where we ended up or how we got there. You know, he showed up and he found me in the bar and I was kind of sitting like in the back. So he suggested we get a drink up at the bar and we went up there and he ordered, you know, his drink. And then he like gave me the opportunity to order my drink, which was super nice. And he like put his card down and like left the tab open. So I thought, you know, initial like take on it was great. Okay. This guy's, you know, super nice, very polite, obviously like put his card down, open a tab, he's gonna buy my drink, like that's really nice, and like I appreciated that. And you know, he left the tab open, so I feel like very bare bone first impression was at least positive enough to envision.
Haley, is that's a good move, that on a date that you leave the tab open? That sort of implies that that you think it's gonna go well.
Yeah, of course. But I think the even bigger positive is showing up on time. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good advice. Really, this is advice. This is why we have Haley here, because she's telling us what she's going to say, what I did right or wrong afterwards, and she'll let us know what the daters did right or wrong.
Okay.
In the possibility of more than one drink or something like that. So, like, all in all, like, first impression, like, nothing out of the ordinary, like, certainly nothing, like, bad or strange. The conversation was fine. It was, like, pretty good, I guess. It was probably fair to say. Like, just pretty obvious, like, going through the motions, we don't have a ton in common just based on like first date stuff. You know, we talk about where you work, what you do, where you're from, where you went to school, you know, do you have siblings? What do they do? A lot of first date stuff, stuff I always talk about on first dates, I guess. You know, people just ask questions and you try to keep the conversation going. I probably fired like 10,000 questions at him, just, you know, in an effort to keep the conversation flowing, like, you know, keep it not awkward, avoid awkward pauses, and just kind of get information that, you know, we could keep talking about and, you know, something to go off of and make some kind of connection. We never really were able to kind of like branch out from these like very basic small talk kind of things into a topic that like shared or had in common. It was just like, it was a nice conversation and it was fine. But it didn't really seem like, based off of what we were talking about, we were going to get to something where it's like, oh God, we both really love this, or we both do this, or we both like are interested in this particular thing, you know, kind of like never got like past that, but it was fine. I guess when I started to get a little bit confused or think it was going kind of strangely was, you know, we had gotten around our drinks and we sat down and we drank them and it kind of didn't like evolve from there. Like the drinks were gone and they came and took the glasses and then we were just kind of sitting there and we were still chatting, but we weren't in the kind of venue where there was an opportunity to like flag down a waiter and maybe grab a bite or grab another drink, and he didn't offer another drink. And I certainly wasn't going to make a suggestion and keep somebody, you know, in a date or a situation that they weren't enjoying and desperately wanted to get out of. So I was really hesitant to suggest anything or say anything because I didn't have a read on like where he was at. and I didn't want to misread it and do something stupid, so I just kind of didn't say anything, and I just kind of kept idly chatting and was just waiting for him to kind of make that, like, graceful, I'm going to grab my card and we're going to go, like, date's over sort of thing. And, like I said, enough time went by where I didn't know if then, like, I should do it, and maybe he was just too polite or didn't know what to say. Maybe I don't have any idea or insight about his dating history.
Somehow there's still 3 minutes left on this story, Akiva. I feel like, have you listened to this? Does it take a turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like we're good.
Just keep on going in circles. We got this.
Okay.
Like, maybe he's not, like, used to kind of making an exit without looking like a dick or feeling like he looked like a dick or something. So then eventually he suggested that we get food. And that was only kind of confusing because I didn't have a read on it. And it frankly surprised me that he was suggesting we keep it going and go somewhere else, because he just wasn't getting any vibe whatsoever that he was, that was coming, I guess. So, but I was down. I was down to get another drink. I was down to go somewhere and get food. I was down to just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, I don't mean to put all of the responsibility on him to have had, you know, this planned or to, like, make all of these suggestions and lead the charge and me just kind of passively go along with it. I guess it's just what I'm accustomed to on a date, and I guess what I'm comfortable doing. Like I said, I didn't have a good read on it, and I didn't want to suggest something in, like, a date setting and then make him kind of go through the motions of it. So I was kind of taking a back seat, and he was kind of taking a back seat, and then he suggested we get food, and I was surprised, but I was, like, totally down to do it. So we went up to the front of the bar, and he was closing out the tab from the drinks, and, like, again, I, like, wasn't really sure what he was thinking, because I wasn't, you know, he didn't have a suggestion of where to eat right away, and it seemed like, I wasn't really sure why he said it. It didn't seem like it's something he, like, planned. I was just a little confused. So I did make a comment, oh, it's 8 o'clock, and I realized it was, like, getting late, just in case he, like, needed help with it out.
What a pro.
I don't know. I wasn't even really sure what I was doing, to be honest. And he was like, yeah, so we're going to go around the corner, we'll grab food. So, you know, we walked out, and it was just kind of, like, walking, and he suggested, you know, like, something really casual, over the counter, you know, just kind of, like, go through the line, order, sit and eat, which I wasn't sure what to make of, only because there was, like, you know, no opportunity to, I mean, you're obviously not extending the date very long at that kind of place. So, you know, it wasn't like we were also going to have a drink or make, like, a night of it. So I wasn't really sure what to make of the suggestion that we do it at all. I really have no idea. It was a little confusing, and it, like, really disabled my ability to have any read on the situation whatsoever. And
he's mysterious.
I don't know if he suggested it to be polite. I don't know if he suggested it because he didn't know what else to say. And I have no idea. Or he was having a great time and he was like, now we should get food. And then, like, I have no clue. But the whole time he was super nice. He was super polite. It was, again, still easy to talk to him. I had taken a trip last year. I told him about that while we were sitting and eating. And yeah, then the date just kind of ended. We, like, walked out. We were going kind of in the same direction. We just kind of parted ways on the street, I guess a little awkwardly, but I don't know. Those things are always awkward. I had no read on what had transpired, so I wasn't about to do anything to make it more awkward. And yeah, we just kind of, you know, split up, and I had to go one block in one direction, and he had to go one block in the other direction, and that was kind of it.
A lot of directions.
Yeah,
from,
we really got in the weeds there with the tab and the time. And
no, I love Missy, by the way. I feel like, do you think Allie would be mad if I was like, hey, if anyone wants to date Missy, they could ask Allie.
I don't think she'd be mad.
All right. And then number three.
Okay, there's more?
Just play. It's like a second, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this one will work out for you guys, but I hope some of your other dates went better than this one.
I mean, so, I don't know. Like I said, I would not be surprised if the review was very positive, and maybe we just have very different styles of dating, or what we're accustomed to is really very different, or he's just a really nice guy and that was the worst date he's ever been on, and in which case, I don't know, I guess it didn't have to go on for so long if that was the case. I just, my take, I guess I found the date so kind of confusing and difficult to read that it left a little bit of a weird taste in my mouth, to the extent that I wouldn't say, like, wow, I'd be, like, dying to do that again. Just because I think logistically it was a little bit confusing and I wasn't really sure what to make of it, so it was hard to say that it was good. That's how it went. And I guess, I don't know, I guess we'll see What happens? I haven't really been looking at my phone that much, so I don't think I've heard from him, but I'm not necessarily sure. Yeah, no, I haven't heard from him. Okay, so I don't know. Probably went poorly.
Bummer. Missy's really right. Big on logistics.
That's it? That's all we've heard from Alex? Did he give any reason? Did he give any, like...
Okay, so I went back. Very good question, Haley. I went back because I am friendly with Alex. And I said, hey, Alex, like, why did you make her go to a second location if it didn't seem like you were having an amazing time on this date? And do you want to know what his answer was? Why did he take her to the restaurant after the bar?
Because he was hungry?
Yeah, didn't know what else to
Haley,
do.
Haley understands, man, because he was hungry. She's like sitting there for 2 hours wondering why.
What did it mean? Why did he do this?
He said he hadn't eaten he hadn't eaten since lunch and he was really hungry.
It was convenient so I think in general, to be here.
I think in general, probably don't overanalyze like dudes, motivations on dates.
Yeah.
I totally get where she's coming from because here's my suggestion for Alex. If you do want to continue the date, since it's your credit card, and this is like, if you're the woman in the situation and you put your credit card down first and you want to continue the date, order another round of drinks. Or even if you're not super enjoying the date, still order one, and then you can go after the second drink.
Okay.
But because like if I was on a date with a guy and he put down his credit card first, I wouldn't want to order a second drink on his credit card if he wasn't ordering one too.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I'm not a drinker, so this stuff is foreign to me. I don't really like drinking.
Right. Well, to me, I kind of feel like throw this whole experiment out the window with these two, because the whole idea was that we were bringing people together that had something in common other than they both lived in New York City, that they just got sort of matched up randomly.
But we didn't go through their whole profiles because I wanted to keep you here not till next Tuesday, but they had a lot more in common.
Poor
than that.
Alex was
they have,
probably
like, good careers. Yeah. They're driven.
She was looking for something. Like I feel like Allie, who knows her very well,
Akiva couldn't contain his disappointment when he found out that she doesn't even listen to.
I even told her because I said, "Listen, it's going to be weird, but you have to record audio." And he didn't do that, and she was expecting him. Because then I went back to Allie Lasher and I said, "Allie, just because it's going to be weird, like I need audio from these dates, don't be weirded out." Cause she doesn't understand anything, I think, about the podcast world. Like she was like,
you have to keep a conversation moving.
Alex said, Missy, like, "Oh, I love Allie." And I think Missy was confused. Like, what does that mean? How do you even know her? And Allie's like, "You don't understand. Like I'm a big deal."
Yeah. Okay. All right. This one was,
a flopperoonie. Okay.
Doomed to failure from the start.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to call date two, Love in the Age of the Washington Shutdown. And
okay.
This is Deirdre and Michael, and let's hear from them. Really going heavy on that music, Tim.
Yep.
Hey, Robin and Akiva. My name is Michael, longtime listener, first-time voicemail leaver.
Very deep voice.
I live in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm 26 years old. I do some boring white-collar job for the government that's not really worth talking about. And that's pretty much all.
It's in the CIA.
Yeah,
I'm signing up for your blind date podcast thing because I'm too hopeless and introverted to get a date on my own. So instead, I'm relying on two older married guys to do it for me. Also,
and one unmarried woman, thank you.
And hopefully a first date will be less awkward now because we could just rip apart your podcast when we run out of things to talk about.
Rip apart the podcast? Yeah. You think people were going to get together and complain about the podcast? I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah, might happen on this one.
And I've run out of things to talk about on this voicemail, so...
Hi, I'm Deidre. I'm 28 years old. I'm originally from Baltimore, but I've been living in D.C. for 4 years, and I am a government contractor in international education, which has been really fun during the current government shutdown. I am really excited about this because I've been single for a really long time. Internet dating sucks, so let's see where this goes.
Okay.
Isn't this still considered dating, though?
I don't know.
I mean, everything is in theory through the internet. Like if you set up, like Match.com is internet dating and Tinder's internet. Like, I don't know. What's not on the internet? How do you meet people without the internet?
You like run into them at the bar, the library,
I guess.
Or sit beside them on the subway.
The library.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now we have two people who actually listen to the podcast. Deidre's is, okay. I know, is a big fan.
Yes. Yes.
So, let's hear what happens, with these two crazy kids in Washington.
What do you think, Haley?
I'm so nervous. I don't know. I hope it goes well. I really hope this one goes well because it seems like, both of them are, you know, at the end of their rope with, app dating. And so like, this is kind of like, you know what, why the hell not? So hopefully I'm excited. I'm really nervous. I'm excited and nervous.
Akiva, what podcast had we just released when they went on the date?
I don't know.
Do we know?
These dates really all happened over a month. I'm going to guess,
I hope it was right after Conspirapod. I feel like that would have been.
It might have been right before that or right after that. It was in that time range.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We grabbed a drink at a trendy Indian bar during the 32nd day of the government shutdown. We're both government contractors, so affected to some extent, but not as much as some other people who aren't working and aren't getting paid. Either way, the whole city of D.C. is kind of in a weird place lately, and it's hard not to talk politics, which is usually a no-no for me in regular life, but also on dates, but sometimes you just can't help yourself. I went into this whole thing truly blind. Figure you don't really have many opportunities anymore for a really blind date. Garden variety internet dating has not been so kind to me, so I figured why not do whatever the opposite of that would be. I know Kivo was also really like, dude, I don't know who you are, when Michael answered the survey. So I guess Kivo was a little blind too.
Try not to get our female listeners murdered.
So you told Michael, dude, I don't know who you are.
I don't think I said the word dude, but I was like, hey, are you friends with anybody who listens to the podcast who could sort of vouch that you're not? Like, for Alex, I know him. He's hung out with like Josh Wigler and Mike Bloom. And like, I was extremely confident that. You know, while the date with Missy, you know, ended up not crushing it, I knew like Missy would go home in one piece. But what if like the ultimate, assassin is out there is like perfect. Like, what's the, you know, I just pretend to be normal. I went through every single, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the 1% of how much I had to put into this. Like, I went through every single dater's, because just to make these dates, I made them share all their social media with me if they were going to go on a date. So I went through everyone's Instagram, everyone's Twitter, Facebook, you know, to try and find matches. Because sometimes I would see something like, oh, that doesn't work. And, you know, so I got a pretty good sense of who these people were. But with Mike, he had less of an internet. He had less of a social media presence. So I was just like, you got to promise me not to murder Deidre.
Yeah, you know? And you feel like maybe the ultimate assassin might have an interest in hearing us talk about things like Judge Judy and the TV show Dinosaurs.
Listen, they always say like Ted Bundy was just another guy at work. You know, he was my cube mate Ted, and look what he did. So never know. Okay. They might be perfect strangers.
Is this sponsored
fans.
By the Ted Bundy tapes?
I haven't watched them yet, but I hear they're okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I think I'm just going to take a pass on that.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like that this is trending in the negative direction with Deidre.
Oh, what? Come on. You know. Don't be a hater.
Be more positive.
I don't know. This is sounding like that this is she mentioned that she doesn't normally talk politics, but she did this time and we don't know who this guy is.
No, I don't think I think she said that with a positive inflection.
Okay.
I thought so too. Okay. That's how I read it as well.
All right, let's keep going.
I didn't judge that he wasn't a patron or involved in the RHAP community at all, but I might have sold him on actually becoming a patron after everything.
Oh,
I did maybe think, though, that it was a bit of a conspiracy theory that I was asked to talk up being a patron.
Yeah, I know. I think which one she had just heard.
So the date with Deidre went fine. We just got drinks for a few hours and talked. It was not a complete train wreck like I was expecting. She was very nice and easy to talk to. She did spend a good amount of time trying to sell me on becoming a patron, so now I'm kind of wondering if this was all some scam that you guys cooked up to set us up with your gross sales people.
We're not that smart, we wish.
But I guess we'll save that for Conspirapod number two.
Ooh. Yeah. See, they got a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, look.
Is there anything more from them, or is that it?
That was it for that clip, but we should send Deidre out on way more dates.
Yeah, there's one more from them, I think.
Yes, there's another clip.
It's short, short.
Yeah, it was a good time. Not sure if we had romantic chemistry exactly, but it was fun meeting someone new, and I hope we'll see each other again sometime. Hopefully the other people you set up had more exciting nights, or they were more successful, and then you could just yada yada through our segment.
He was really nice, but I just didn't really feel a spark. I felt like he was very anxious. And, like, I had to drive the conversation for the most part.
not sure if it was a romantic match, but I'm always glad to make a new friend who watches Survivor and is a fan of the podcast. I would hang out again, but probably only to watch the show. All in all, not a bad evening, and hopefully it helps for an entertaining podcast. I hope Rob and Akiva can still get into heaven, even if I'm not the one helping you get there.
All right. 0-2, baby.
Haley, what do you think about Trendy Indian Bar for the...
I didn't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Sign me up, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, they serve Indian food and drinks, or is it like Indian cocktails too? I am not familiar with Indian cuisine.
Yeah, it's delicious. I don't know. There are very few kosher Indian restaurants, so I don't know either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But that Deidre is a keeper.
I love Deidre. I mean, first of all, nobody who nobody went on a date that we've mentioned so far is anything but a gentleman or a great gal.
Okay. But I want to start a girl hangout with Missy and Deidre. Like, if you can get into the heaven
we're done with Missy. We're done with Missy,
them.
Haley.
Oh, you're mad at Missy. Oh, Allie Lasher, who's supposed to come on this podcast like 6 times based on how much she's on the wheel.
I'm going to read me out. I'm questioning Allie Lasher that she's friends with somebody like Missy.
Oh, my God. What Missy's great. That's terrible. She did not
What's
know what
so
she was getting
great
into.
About Missy?
I can't believe... I thought Missy would be the breakout star of this episode, at least so far. I cannot believe
I'm
this.
I'm mad at you now, Rob.
Allie Lasher is going to... I hope she doesn't know where you live. Oh, my God. Missy can't even listen to this now.
But she's going to start now?
Well, people are narcissists. Might. They want to listen to the one they're on.
Maybe she wants to hear what Alex has to say. Haley, so what are you going to talk about in your girl hangout with Missy and Deidre?
Yeah.
How they rock and that this wasn't their fault.
We're going to have a women tell all.
Yeah. Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
What a great idea. I love that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's what we should have done is have Haley call up and interrogate the women of happened.
Rob, you don't know what's happening. We might still have that happening in this episode.
All right. So tell me about the next couple.
We don't. How about this?
I'm joking about Missy. I'm sure she's fine.
She's great. Fine. The best we could do.
Sure, she's fine. Oh, what a ringing endorsement from Rob.
I'm sure she's fine.
Missy, we have your back.
What does Muffin think, though?
Who's Muffin?
All right. So at this point, I still have about 8 to 10 more dates set up. And then this starts happening.
So literally after I signed up for this podcast, me and Alex each sent an email to get to know each other, but stopped after the holidays showed up. Around that time, I met another girl that I am very interested in, and even though we are not exclusive yet, it wouldn't feel right to go on a date if my heart isn't in it. I already let Alex know, and I hope this doesn't mess up the podcast too badly. Hopefully you can find someone else for her, or me and her still go on a friend date or something. Still would like to be involved in something in the future for AANAP.
This guy's girlfriend better be worried.
Friend date. It was a friend date! It was a friend date!
Hey, tell Rob, go downstairs, tell Nicole you're going a friend date with someone you met on the internet tonight. Woo. Jeez. I won't say who that was. By the way, the cancellation I had listeners read reenactments of.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to bother. I didn't want to give any support to our cancelers. But let's just say the person who Mr. Friend Date works for you. So who knows?
Wait, hold on. Let's back up. So this audio that we just played was a reenactment of an email?
I had listeners reenact.
That was not sufficiently set up, Akiva.
Well, I didn't know. It was a surprise. Surprise. All right. We got another one.
So this is another person that canceled. You had somebody.
Correct.
Wait, hold on. So the person that canceled the date, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
The person that canceled the date, you're saying works for me?
Yes.
Okay, not the person who did the reenactment. The person who canceled on the date works for
correct.
Me.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Correct. Okay. You can figure out who it is. I'll tell you afterwards. All right.
Okay. All right. And then so it's the same person reenacting another cancellation?
No. It's a different gender.
Haley, are you still with us on all this?
Oh, yeah.
It's not so confusing.
I get it.
These are cancellations.
No,
I just didn't. I figured the people who are flaking on me will also flake if I email them back and like, hey, can you read me 30 seconds of audio? So it was a good idea. So I tweeted, hey, I need some people to do this. And we have a lot of listeners.
Voice
who are
actors.
Helpful.
Okay. All right.
So it's also a plot twist that Akiva actually got ghosted a lot in this experience.
A lot. I didn't mention that. I got ghosted like dozens by dozens of people after putting in lots of work into some of these relationships. That's a good point, Haley. Okay. I've never been ghosted before because, again, I met my wife when we were teenagers. It didn't exist when you dated. Mm-hmm. It didn't exist. My wife wishes she could have ghosted me. She didn't know about that option.
Okay.
But, all right, let's play a little more of
There's still time for her.
Okay.
Again, if Mira wants to join the girl group with Missy and Deidre and
Women
myself,
tell all.
We have four kids together. That would be the ultimate ghosting.
Yeah, and she knows she wouldn't leave them with you because you can't take care of them by yourself.
Oh, come on. Now I'm being roasted.
Okay. I feel like that you're set up here for Alex, the man, to date Alex, the woman.
Yeah, they live on one's New York, one's L.A. Trust me, I thought of everything.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Sorry this is coming up so long after the fact, but unfortunately, I feel like I have to pull out of the rehapsular right now. In the fall, I was talking to a guy, and it didn't really end up going anywhere, which was part of the reason I decided to send a questionnaire. Around New Year's, he reached out again. I thought about it all this week, and since there's a fair amount of history there, I decided to focus on that and see where it goes. Mike seemed really serious about meeting someone out of this, and I feel like it wouldn't be fair to him to go on a date and talk about it for the podcast when I'm talking to someone else on the side. I realize I'm kind of screwing him over here, so please consider trying to set him up with somebody else.
Recognize that audio? You recognize that person?
Who was the voice?
Yeah.
Was it Amanda Rabinowitz?
No. Oh, that's not a terrible call, but yeah. No.
Who was it?
Not a man. It was Dr. Jennifer Chester.
Oh, I would never be in a million years.
Are you serious?
Guess the voice.
Yeah, that was Dr. Jen. That was Dr.
Also,
Jen.
Also, Jen's in my group too. She seems great.
Yeah. She'd be good.
Oh boy, she's my enemy group.
Okay,
but thank you for that.
It does seem as though that people almost feel like that being on the rehapsular is almost that they've hit rock bottom in terms of dating. Mm. So it's like almost any other lead that they have. It almost feels like by comparison.
I'll tell you what happened. Not true. A lot of people wanted to do this, Rob. We turned down way more people than turned us down.
Mm.
However, what happened was we set up these dates just by when we put it on the wheel on like December 12th or 15th. And then like five different people got together got back and, you know, like rekindled with, you know, went back home or something and got back together with an ex. Now, is it possible everybody's lying to me? Sure. I'm sure at least one or two people are lying to me.
It was cuffing season.
But it's cuffing season. And a lot of people met old girlfriends or exes or new people because there was also 3 weeks between like the initial setup and nobody really wanted to go out like December 22nd. And then you really have to wait till like January 3rd to wait for the holidays to be over. So in that time, we have a lot of eligible bachelorettes and bachelors, and they met other people. So really, that's what messed us over. A lot of Christmas, you know, week things messing up our dates.
But Haley, the one thing that I still don't get with all of this is that, you know, you have these people and they're going to go on dates, and you would think that Missy would listen to one episode of the podcast before she's
Why
going
would she
to
listen?
Date?
What episode would she listen Wouldn't to you- that would prepare her to meet Alex?
Wouldn't you want to check out the podcast that you were going to go be
her best friend is on it every week and she doesn't listen.
There's something wrong with her. I don't know if she could. I don't know if you could describe it to anyone in a way like what this podcast is and how weird. Right. I'm sorry, how weird this community
so
is.
So bizarre. If you explained it, she'd be like, "Oh, he's a virgin." Okay,
yeah, like Colton, when I met Ethan. And we started dating, I was most nervous to tell him that I had a podcast about The Bachelor and a lot of my friends were on the internet.
I would have been most nervous to tell him how you say the word about, but that's fine.
He's Canadian too.
How
Akiva.
Dare you?
Oh, I forgot.
So I could understand like how like Missy doesn't grasp how big this is and how ingrained in people's lives it is and like how we all like hang out with each other and like because a lot of other podcasts like they're very like singular, you know, you listen to it and that's it.
Side of the world we do Akiva
okay
you're the guy who hosted a cereal tournament in your friend's house.
Yeah, that's true. Like Mike Mitchell, like the Doughboys are not hanging out with their fans.
Do we have any happy stories today?
We just may. All right. So at this point, we had about 10 cancellations. I was basically running out of people. This is a date from two people in San Francisco, and we're going to call this date a gluten-free bakery on a rainy day.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hi, Robin Akiva. It's Will. I'm 35. I live in downtown San Francisco. I work in finance. When I'm free, I like to hike. I cook a lot. I travel around a bit. I like ambitious, smart guys. Tall doesn't hurt. I'm tall myself. Maybe a little bit nerdy. That's good, too. So I'm ready for whoever you want to set me up with, unless it's a woman. I look forward to whoever you got.
Fair and reasonable.
Hey, this is Jeremy. I'm 32 years old from Berkeley, California, and I'm currently a graduate student getting my master's degree in public health with a focus in occupational health and safety. And in my free time, I like to go bowling. My high score is 235. I like to play board games with friends. I like to travel when I have the time and the money to make that happen. And, of course, I like to watch TV, especially reality TV. And I like to listen to podcasts, especially Rob as a podcast. Been a ride or die since 2010. I'm hoping that I can help Robin Akiva get into heaven by hopefully having a successful date. So we'll see who Akiva set me up with.
Okay. All right. Now, Akiva, I feel I'm optimistic here. Akiva, did we lose you?
Hello. Sorry. I thought I had like 60 seconds. I ran to pee during that audio.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've heard this all before.
We're keeping this in. Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yes.
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic here that Will and Jeremy, this could be it.
Yes. Yes. Now, they both listen to the show, right? So nobody's coming in blind.
Mm-hmm.
They're similar ages.
Getting forced to sign up for Patreon.
Right. I'm not sure. I forget if both one or neither. I think maybe one's a Patreon. I don't remember.
Okay.
It just felt like kismet. It felt fortuitous. Like they both applied almost the exact same second.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I had a ton of gay guys in San Francisco. Like they were.
Specifically ask for another gay man in San Francisco? Did I feel like that came up on a podcast?
I think I did. I don't remember. I mean, okay. I asked for a lot of things. So maybe we had a third guy that I'm blanking on also. Because they applied next to each other, I think. They applied like literally within minutes of each other, if I'm not mistaken.
Was this the only same-sex couple that you set up, or did we have multiple?
To start with, multiple, but that actually went on dates, just them.
Okay. All right.
Listen, there was a lot of almost, trust me.
Okay. Haley, how do you feel?
I feel really good about this, because unlike Missy and Alex, it does seem like they're going to have quite a bit in common. They like fringe sports. Sorry, bowling and hiking are both fringe sports. Do not at
Maybe
me.
Canada.
They're both driven. You know, I wouldn't go for a master's if I wasn't driven. Also, I'm not going for a master's. And I think that, you know, their ages are pretty similar. So I'm hoping that this is going to work out.
Yeah. Ah, boy, this is exciting.
Also, one more thing. I told everybody, please record audio on the dates. The straights did not come through.
Yes.
But my friends Will and Jeremy here did come through. So let's hear from their date before we even get the verdict.
Okay. All right. Let's hear what's going on.
Okay. And we're on a date for Robin and Kevin Need a Podcast.
Yes.
And why don't you tell them where we are?
So right now we are in the lovely Mariposa Gluten-Free Bakery in Temescal, Oakland.
Now, is this Will or Jeremy? This is like one of these amazing race interviews that I do sometimes.
I believe it's... now you confused me. It is Will recording the audio.
Okay.
Will is recording the audio, but I think they'll introduce each other.
Okay.
I haven't listened to this in a while.
So one of the best gluten-free bakeries I've ever been in, probably the only. But yeah, just having some cinnamon rolls and cookies and enjoying.
How is the cinnamon roll?
It's good. It's not quite your normal cinnamon roll, but it's tasty.
Doesn't sound that great, the cinnamon roll.
It's gluten-free. Like, I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, it's gluten-free.
Sounding like the Alex and Missy date of cinnamon rolls.
Oh my God.
Anytime I eat something really exciting, I think Haley could attest, I will send Haley like a picture or a menu or something, right?
And I'm happy about that. It's like one of my favorite things.
Yes, but if I was having a gluten-free cinnamon roll, it would not make a DM to Haley. It would not make the cut.
I'd question why you were doing that to yourself.
unless I was trolling you. Like, I bet you
already
don't
have,
you know,
like enough food restrictions that I feel like, what's the point in going gluten-free?
It's true. It's true. Other than probably health reasons or if I had to, but it's fair.
Okay.
I would eat it again, as well as a cookie. Cookies, I think it's a chewy, lovely cookie.
I wish it were like 10% more glutinous.
Yes. gluten is delicious. It's true. But I don't want to overstep myself in these walls.
Okay. So, let's see. So you live in Oakland?
I live in Berkeley.
You live in Berkeley.
Berkeley is the next door neighbor to Oakland. That's all
Jeremy
together.
Saying There's, he lives in Berkeley. Yeah.
And I live in San Francisco.
Yes. So
is not the next door.
For people who aren't familiar with the Bay Area.
You know, what's weird here with the recording of the date, it's almost like that we've sent people out into noisy locations to record a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. These guys actually did what I asked.
I also feel like if you're willing to record it, you're just like, this is going well. Because like you wouldn't want to record something that
Think Alex chickened out, and why do you think Deidre and Mike probably chickened out also?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I do feel like that the podcast does sort of help to facilitate the conversation where, you
100%.
Know, that patrons know that I do a podcast with my wife every week, and that's like the one hour a week I get my wife to talk to me because the mic is on. And she,
are you saying this on a date?
With who?
Okay, I don't know.
I mean, I think like, if I brought out the recorder and if I went to dinner with my wife, then
you do that right, and
put the recorder on the table and say, "Okay, honey, this is a podcast now." She'd put her phone down and be forced to talk to me. I think that would probably only help things.
Fair.
Yeah, but I think that it's not necessarily a natural conversation though with the recording device. So I think it's a little bit of it does the effect of being monitored, I think, does affect the experiment.
Sure, but this is a 5-minute conversation on what could have been a hour, 10-hour, 5-day date. We don't know.
Possibly.
There is a bay between us, so there is a bridge that must be traversed in order to see each other.
Yeah. If you've ever seen The Shawshank Redemption, where at the end he goes through the tunnel, taking the BART over to Oakland is a little bit like that.
Uh-oh. It's a trip. Yeah. It's quite an experience. But yeah, it's worth it, I think.
Oh.
I don't usually go to the East Bay.
It's fine. I mean, so we were going to talk about the podcast, like, so...
Oh, yeah, okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been a loyal Rob Has a Podcast follower for a while, since between Heroes vs. Villains and Nicaragua.
Whoa.
So I've been with you guys for a while. I was a big Seinfeld fan, so got on the train with Akiva and Rob, and you guys are killing it with all the Rob Has a Podcast, Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Stuff. Yeah.
And I am a slightly more disloyal fan, but, you know, I listen here and there, but I've been listening since 2012 and Survivor Philippines.
And by the way, I'm a total dork, and I'm wearing an RHGP shirt right now.
Oh, boy.
Are you really?
I am.
That's a bell shirt.
Busting it out Superman style.
He was concealing it under a better shirt.
A more conventional shirt that I could use to hide my shame in case this didn't go well.
Oh boy.
But I think we're doing okay.
Doesn't sound like a deal breaker though, right?
You think it might have been
Haley, was that a deal breaker?
No, it wasn't a deal breaker. It was not a deal breaker. He's teasing him at best.
So. Oh,
okay.
No.
All right. But that was, you know, maybe the right move to wear it underneath another shirt.
They both heard 2 hours into our ridiculous podcast to sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like it's nobody's cool here.
Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're doing fine. I'm not wearing any podcast paraphernalia.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I should have, but I don't know.
It's not like the only time when this would be appropriate. So I made it happen.
That's pretty accurate, I think. Okay, so we figured at the very least, the least thing we could do for you would be some basic market research. I asked Jeremy, what is your favorite RAANAP episode?
It's a good conversation. I like this.
Yeah, so far I'm intrigued. Okay. We even get we don't just get razzed by ourselves on the podcast. We have listeners come on during the episode and critique. Really, like, just a delight to me.
And this is gonna, I think I have to say dinosaurs.
Ah!
Like, I'm
really. I did not listen to dinosaurs.
Oh, no. I mean, I just, I like the TV recaps. That one is just absurd. And so I think you guys are putting in amazing work on all the other stuff, but like, that's the bread and butter. I feel like you guys really excel with how you just break down ridiculous sitcoms, and there's few things more ridiculous than dinosaurs. So that's, yeah.
OG.
How about you, Will?
The Star Wars was
okay.
The pinnacle.
Okay.
Watching Rob insert, or listening to Rob insert, Wonderful Little Lies, especially Star Trek themed lies, was quite inspirational. I hope to lie well myself one day.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's not it. Take that back.
Rob is the worst liar.
I thought he was saying that I did good.
Yeah, he did. No. You wish he said you're the worst liar. You know, you don't want to be known as a good liar.
I'm saying that this is a first date. I feel like you probably don't want to say, like, I aspire to be a better liar.
Oh, that's true.
I guess
that's
you can say, like, oh, I guess I stink at lying, so you'll be able to catch me in any of my lies.
I always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker, I'll say that.
Least favorite RAAMEP episode.
Uh-oh. Oh, I mean, it's so easy to say the music videos, but I didn't think they were that bad. Like, I
didn't
enjoyed
either,
it for what it was.
Okay. That's just sort of like the canned answer to say music videos is the worst. So what's the real worst? What do you think, Haley?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've missed the last few. I feel like
Haley!
They were all really good.
No, I'm so sorry.
You're right. We should have called Allie Lasher in instead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, keep going. Sorry.
I don't know. Like, I've enjoyed all of them, but for very, like, different reasons. And it's hard to say. I'd say, like, probably the dinosaur one, I was like, ooh, this is kind of depressing.
Okay. Because the dinosaurs got extinct.
Yeah, and, like, the whole episode was about, like, child murder.
Yeah, it's a very dark episode.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Amazing. I would say that my least favorite was the Madden one. Like, I'm not super into pro sports.
No, that's wrong. That was good.
I don't know. It was just that one didn't really hold my attention as much as everything else. So
they did one about Madden, like the video game.
But you didn't listen.
Like I said, I'm a very disloyal listener.
Apparently, that was like the second.
Well,
loyal enough to go on a date for them.
That's true. Yeah. So you're making
Thank
it up,
you. We
making
love
up
you.
For another
yeah.
ways.
But that's more job, like, Will. Maybe that wasn't.
That wasn't for them. We're not. Yeah, that's okay. I'm not offended.
You don't need to justify yourself, Rob. It's fine. You can do whatever you like here. It's your podcast.
It was fine. They had a pre-recorded Madden
it was short
video
too.
Game that they watched and commentated over. And they seem to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
It's all that counts.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, how does that sound to you? As somebody who did not listen to it, does that catch your interest that you would want to listen to?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, come on. I wish they come on.
Probably I mean I did listen to the first part of Dinosaurs.
Oh, so that's even more damning actually.
Yeah.
That you tried it and then it failed.
Well, I never saw Dinosaurs. I mean I'm familiar with like what the puppets look like.
Sure.
But like I never it holds no nostalgia for me.
I will admit I have a little nostalgia. It wasn't like my favorite show ever, but it was something that I did watch as a kid. What about Leprechaun? Was that?
I did enjoy the Leprechaun.
That was a
I have
good
never
one.
Seen Leprechaun. I feel like you don't need to. It's just like Gremlins style.
I think those movies are.
Let's put Gremlins on the wheel.
Yeah. And I very much loved
7.
The Harry Potter. The Harry Potter one. I thought that was very satisfying.
Also, big fan of that.
Yeah. Keep going with this. We still got 3 minutes left on this clip.
You could stop if you want. You could stop if you want.
I'll listen to this after and get the rest of the feedback. But I think it sounds like things are going well. The biggest issue, sounds like, Haley, is the bridge that is dividing them.
Yeah, and like I get it-ish. I would have considered my relationship a long-distance one. That's mostly a joke. Ethan only lived like 40, 45 minutes away. So I get the distance, but like, it's not like you live across the country. Like, come on. You can cross a bridge
I think there's an incredible chemistry here on the date. And by right after this, and we don't have to play anymore. Right after this, they stop talking about us and they start talking about the date and you know, how just to sum it up, that rain messed up their plans. They were going to walk through a farmer's market. That's how they ended up at the gluten-free bakery. It was pouring outside.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think, like, if you met the love of your life and you knew there was the one, I don't think you'd care that one of you lived, you know, 40 minutes away on it by a drive or something.
Okay. And then are they at a gluten-free bakery for the health benefit, or does either Will or Jeremy or both have a condition which requires them to only eat gluten-free? Because I feel like that could be...
I think they mentioned that they were at the farmer's market maybe, and they sort of like sought refuge from the rain, something like
okay.
that.
So it was this raining. Just happenstance. So
that might have been what it is. Okay. I don't... Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to the next clip where we're going to have some resolution.
Next clip.
Okay.
But do you think there was a day two between Will and Jeremy?
I would say that I think that there may be. Yes. I'll say yes.
Okay. Okay. Haley?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay. A lot of pressure.
Hi, Robin Akiva. It's Will, and I just got back from my date with Jeremy in Oakland. I actually had a good time on our date. It was fun to talk about what we have in common. We talked about the podcast, RHAP, you know, board games, shows that we like together. He's got a good sense of humor. He seems pretty bright. He's got good hair.
Well,
we managed to like laugh a lot, sort of despite getting drenched in the rain. So it wasn't a bad time, but I'm not sure another date or a relationship is you know, in the cards. Apart from the podcast, we don't have a whole lot else in common. We're also sort of at different stages in life. I've been out of grad school for a long time, and I've got a fairly, you know, intense job. I've sort of settled down. So I don't know if we're going to help Keith get into heaven, but, you know, maybe Jeremy and I can meet up sometime for some board games with friends or coffee or something.
Hey, Robert Akiva. This is Jeremy following up on my date with Will, and... It went fine. Not great. He was a really nice guy. He's a good-looking guy, but we didn't really seem to be clicking personality-wise for whatever reason. I don't think that there's going to be a second date.
Bridge!
So, sorry, guys, that we won't be the ones to help you get into heaven.
Yeah. All right.
This is heartbreaking. I really thought because they sent like the middle, like the date audio, that it was going well. Oh, I'm so heartbroken.
I know the date was really strong. I like both those guys.
Haley, do you think that is it possible that much like these bachelor and bachelorettes that don't get picked, that get to the end, that then we will be inundated now with people that say, "Oh, I would go on a date with Will. I would go on a date with Alex. I would go on a date with Deidre."
That would be amazing.
Are you thinking it's unthinkable for someone to want to go on a date with Missy? Because I think you're wrong.
I don't know. I'd be surprised if we got a lot of email that said, "Hey, can you set me up?"
Oh, you're
going to
get one email about Missy.
I'd be surprised.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Rob, at this point, I hope you're having a good time, Rob, because I'm having a good time.
I think it's been very interesting.
Yes, yeah, very interesting.
Yes. So you're not having a good time? That seems like a
your evasive answer. I don't know if I'm getting another date.
I'd be having a better time if we had some matches.
I mean, what do we want me to do? I freaking spent the last month of my life trying to get people on a second date.
Yeah, maybe there's somebody that lives near Jeremy that they say, I would date Jeremy.
Very possible. Very possible. I also set people up in really big cities.
You know what I think our problem was?
What?
We didn't have enough helicopters in these dates. I think you guys should have paid for a helicopter or two. And, you know, that's where love forms in helicopters.
I thought about paying for the dates, to be honest. I thought, like, the more money I spend on this, because I did spend some money on, like, listen, I paid a professional editor. No, I'm kidding. Tim did it for free.
What did you spend money on?
I don't know. I definitely spent a lot of time. No,
so
I bought. How about this? I bought I spent money buying an outro song for this episode.
Okay.
And I asked them if we could use it. I asked the people who wrote the song. But before we do that, before we play the last thing, so we're not done at this point.
Okay.
We haven't gotten into heaven yet, and we don't have any second dates, but I'm incredibly optimistic about the last date because of people feeling under the weather. The date was postponed to last night. So I don't have a ton from it.
Last night.
This is going to be audio 12, Rob, not audio 11.
Okay.
One second. And I was, this was the date I was the most optimistic for. It was people a few years older than any of our other daters, but they don't, they both live in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Most of the other dates were, you know, New York, DC, San Francisco, a lot of New York, Chicago. So this was, I figured we could only set up big city people, but these were two people close in age and not, you know, and a couple years older than most of our applicants here. They're both huge sports fans, had a lot in common. I'm like, okay, this one was our lock. So play number 12.
Okay, here we go. Here's clip number 12. Oh boy.
Hailing from Anchorage, Alaska, bold and never cold, towering at 5 feet 11 inches, weighing in at 176 pounds, with baby blue eyes, chestnut brown hair, and a fresh face that's Botox-free since 73. He enjoys sports, photography, hiking, skiing, and nature. His creative style of humor comes from left field and centers on a human ego. The man, the myth, the legend, Chadley Shepard.
Well, thank you. Yes, yes, exciting times. And let me say, I'm going into this thing blind. Just the sound judgment of Akiva's setup. No photo, no Google search, no social media notes. Until Josh Wigler decides to tweet about basketball. Because you know both Laurel and I are going to respond to that polarizing timeline. Yes, and then I see her photo. Yes, slightly spoiled by Wigler's lust for hoops. But that's okay, I did not proceed any further. And now it's date day. A fine sushi dinner planned. And I'm clearly curious, what will the candid Canadian say? Instant analysis, Tony Romo has nothing on Haley Strong. Well, here's where the story swing line takes a twisted turn. Laurel's health is not where it needs to be for tonight for us to go out. And as much as we clown about the podcast, that is the first priority. So 20 degrees out.
The priority is the podcast, not anybody's health.
We'll take the rain check. Overwhelmed by the height, bummed by the buzzkill. Thank you, Akiva. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Haley. Laurel, let's look towards a future date. But meanwhile, we can't reinvent the wheel.
Oh, wait. So
the hell?
So what happened? They didn't go on a date?
They did not go on a date because she was sick last night.
But so what did we listen to?
Rob, I played it because I want you to tell me what we just listened to. I just learned it for the first time before we went on air. I guess that was his letting me know that the date was canceled. He knew that the podcast was this morning, so I needed an update on how
Chad,
the date went.
So Chad had a hype video that for about himself. Maybe this was like an alternate reality where when Michael Jordan got suspended from the NBA that he came in and replaced Michael Jordan in the 90s Bulls lineup.
Oh boy. So I asked Haley if we should play that, and she's like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you should definitely play it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I guess hopefully Laurel doesn't hear it. I don't know. But,
are they hitting it off? Because it sounds like that they both, or that he recognized her.
Was that her voice, you think, on the thing? No way, right? It has to be like a female friend.
I don't know.
If that was her voice, then they're already like best friends. And like we're locked and loaded.
Maybe they're chatting and they are going.
No, Chad. No, chatting. Okay.
But maybe they have some rapport, and so they're talking.
By the way, if so, then I've already won.
Yeah,
we're already doing for a date.
We haven't been on the date yet, but he seems like things are going well.
Or he's got a lot of female friends who are just.
Do you think Laurel is faking sick?
After hearing that, she's going to fake death. I think. Just kidding, Chad. That was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we will get an update maybe for next podcast if they do go on a date. If she starts feeling better, feel better, Laurel. But at that point, Rob, I was out. I had no more dates,
and that was it. And you completely got shut out.
A total shutout. And
you got Mutombo'd.
We got Mutombo'd. No heaven, and I didn't know what to do. Play number 11.
Okay.
So after all those failed dates, I was pretty much. I figured, okay, we'll just end this here. And, you know, there'll be no happy...
Wait, are you talking or this is a clip?
This is a clip. This is a clip.
All right. This is very confusing that I'm throwing into a clip of you talking. Very confused. Yeah, I speak for the audience. We're all confused. Okay. All right, so let's go back. Let's go back to the clip of Akiva talking.
Yeah,
and then we'll come back and talk about it.
And everyone will go home upset, and maybe this whole thing was a failure. I don't know, but I realized that if Rob and I couldn't set people up, I'm blaming Rob for this also. If Rob and I couldn't set people up on these dates, like maybe we could retroactively take credit for other people going out and getting to heaven that way. And so I realized that there are people who have met through Rob's podcast who are already dating. And this could be our sort of retroactive ticket to heaven. So can you guys tell me your names?
Jessica Sterling.
And Will Afferty.
And how do you guys meet?
Wait, now, how are you getting into heaven on people that met because...
God, just listen, it's addressed. It's addressed.
Okay, all right.
We met through the patron group, the patron Facebook group. We both
became patrons around the same time.
Right, and we joined the same games group and ended up realizing we only lived 15 minutes from each other.
Yeah, okay. But I actually... We met each other like through the internet around February of last year, and I didn't pick up the courage enough or accept her invitations for drinks between the 3 months between we met and Boston Know-It-All. So there is where we actually met for the first time, and after that is when we started dating.
Right.
And it's been 8 months since then.
Right.
I was going to ask how you meet somebody like in a Facebook group. Do you just like all of their posts? You know.
We were in the same games group that plays board games like through Skype. So we actually knew what each other looked like. And that's when we realized we didn't live that far from each other.
Yeah. That was actually around a year ago when that happened.
And like, had you dated people from like a similar group before or from, you know, from sort of internet hobbies type things before?
No, that was
the first time I'd met, like, April for the Boston Know-It-Alls was the first time I'd ever met anybody, like, online in person.
Same.
Okay.
Other than dating apps.
Right. Yeah. Other than the apps. Mm-hmm. So, right. But you guys, it sounds like, have, you know, even within the subgroup of big enough reality TV fans to sort of be in a podcast group about, you know, to talk about your fandom and pay for that, you're also, like, really into board games, so you found sort of sub-likes within your hobbies. Like, and so that, I feel like the success rate for that has to be pretty high, where it's like, all right, not only do we have this main hobby, but, like, even within that group, we're sort of the most similar.
Right, so out of all the listeners, all of the fans of Survivor that are then listened to RHAP, and then there's about, like, what, 1,600 patrons of RHAP, and then besides that, there's only, like, what, 1 to 200 people that are in that games group. Mm-hmm. So it turns it out to be, like, a very small group of people, and people that live within 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah, and we ended up having a lot in common, and the fact that we lived so close to each other is just insane.
Right.
All right, I mean... So what do you guys, everyone I set up, it was a big flop. Spoiler alert. So what do you guys think I did wrong? Like I don't know what happened. Should I have set people up who actually had common interests? Do you think that would have worked?
I mean, that usually helps when you have something in common.
Right, but it still could just lead to friendships more than anything. I think the most important part is personality compatibility. So, I talk a lot. Will is a bit on the quieter side. You know, those types of things, I think, matter almost more than your interests. Like, your interests start the relationship, but then what keeps it going is more of a personality thing, I think.
Yeah, you could have things in common, but then, it's just a bad time, so it doesn't work out.
Right.
So when people in the outside world, we'll call them normies, when they sort of ask you, how'd you guys meet? I assume you tell them, like, something less embarrassing, like you met at a key party or at, like,
we say the internet because I feel like the internet is, like, a way more acceptable answer nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
then
if people really want to know, I'll just say, like, we listened to the same podcast and we met in a Facebook group. I mean, it's a lot easier than going into the entire explanation.
Right. I'd assume anybody over the age of... however old I am plus one day would probably be very confused by that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've explained it before, and people usually just stop asking questions because they're just like, okay. Yeah.
Well, what's worse is, like, your parents probably get asked a lot, and then it's like, they try. And my mom will call me up, like, once a month, like, what's your job again? What do you do? And, like, definitely doesn't know anything about, like, the podcast or wouldn't be able to listen to it. I just had to explain to my dad today. He was like, this guy, I like him. I don't want to unfriend him, but he posts, like, 40 times a day about politics. And I was like going over like, oh, then you know, you could like unfollow them and mute them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't think my mom completely understands it because she asked me just like a couple weeks ago, again, like how we met, even though I told her multiple times how it happened. I don't think she really
it's
understands
never gonna
how
get
the whole
in there.
Patron works.
It's never going to happen for them.
No.
Yeah. She still doesn't get what live KIAs are.
Well,
yeah.
I think a lot of our listeners don't also. So let's keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We have established that Rob and I need to set up a couple, at least one, ideally three. But at this point, we're sort of desperate and we're moving the goalposts to get into heaven. We need to set people up successfully. So now when people ask, like, who set you up, there's no real answer, right? You met yourself, but someone has to get the credit.
Yeah.
So can Rob and I take credit? Now, I think you could argue, probably had literally nothing to do with...
Yeah, absolutely nothing, yeah.
Nothing. No, you might not even know who I am right now. But can I split the credit with Rob?
I think it has to be at least like a 60-40 on Rob's side.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
I had not heard of you until I knew who Rob was and I already listened to the podcast.
Well, that makes sense because you're already like giving him money. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going to have to work harder than he is to get into heaven at this point.
Yeah.
All right. So Rob doesn't know what we're doing for this episode. Do you think we could trick him and do like an on-air wedding and like convince him that we're doing a wedding at the end of this episode? And that would like...
He might believe it. Like, there are a few patrons that are
sorry
like...
if I made that weird for those
there's
guys.
There's a patron romance. They're having a baby. So maybe you could convince him it's them.
Oh, boy. You guys have anything to announce? Like, I do, yeah. Do you think there's ever been a podcast wedding before? And could we sort of have the first one, like, not you guys in general, but like, do you think that's where I should have done? I should have done the you know, married at first sight, which is like a reality TV show where they get married the first second they see each other. Should we have forced patrons to get married and then seen what happened?
You could have gotten the Guinness Book of World Records that way, maybe.
Oh, that's good also.
We
could have killed a couple birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So do you have any more advice for me? How to get into heaven?
I mean, maybe you need to get closer to all of the patrons and then you need to start setting them up individually. Although they're such a widespread geographically, so I don't know how.
But don't you think like I failed as a matchmaker? Like, don't you think I should get out the game now? Like I'm done. Like, I feel like someone would be better at it than me.
Yeah, maybe that's the move. Maybe just let fate take the reins on this.
This is really only my chance at my only shot at heaven. Like, I feel like God's not letting in people who, like, you know, watch 21 hours a day of sports and like
yeah, I don't think that's a podcast.
No.
All right, guys, thank you so much. And if you could think of any other ways to get me into heaven, and if you do, like, if you guys do decide ever, you know what I'm saying, then like maybe we could do it on the podcast. And, that would be fun.
Okay. We'll think about it.
Think about it.
Save some money.
Yeah.
You think you know where I'm going? The truth is, I haven't got a clue. One thing you know where I'm going, there won't be another you. And I don't mean that I found another man. And I don't mean that I'll fall in love again. We'll be right back.
And I never need your company, but I surely long for you. Yeah, I surely long for you.
Akiva, did you write that song?
No, but I thought it would be an incredible sort of, you know, like it was it, when I heard it like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I'm like, that song like has to be the end of the episode.
Yeah, but this isn't the end of the episode. So I don't know why we just listened to 3 minutes of a song.
Well, I wanted it to be the outro. I wanted us to not go back to that, to go back straight to the wheel.
Oh, but Haley's still here.
Hi.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to tell you.
It's such a beautiful song. We could work these things out, but we got
to. Yeah, I forgot. Listen, I had 50 things to tell you. There was.
Ready to put stuff on the wheel?
I don't know. I might as well. Is it going to be like another 3 hours? I don't think. Yeah. Probably not.
No, it'll be. Right? We'll do it quick. Isn't that a great song, though? I paid $1 for that song.
It was fine.
It's a Haley, tell him it's a beautiful song.
It was a nice song. I thought
add that song to my Spotify playlist after she sent it to me.
Yeah, I thought it was a song that was like an original song about what we were doing. I just thought
it was like the perfect song.
Like what is this? Like, are we on the radio that we just like play a song?
I was like waiting for you. I forgot to tell you. So then I'm like, oh no, like is he gonna sit for the 4 minutes of the song?
You know how anyway, I feel about when you guys play a song for 4 minutes. The end of a 32 Fans podcast. I'm like, what the? Yeah. Like, I'm listening to a podcast, not music.
Well, that was supposed to be half of it. But anyway, beautiful song. Good job by the Wild Reeds.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me permission by not saying no when I tweeted at you. they didn't respond, but I assume that was a tacit yes.
Yes, tacit. Can I just ask? So, yes. was this whole thing do you really buy into this idea that that your admission into heaven is somehow dependent on you matching up these couples?
I mean, Rob, what do we have to get so literal here? What do we have to break kayfabe for? I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's not even real in Judaism. No, I said it's like it was a. It's an old wives' tale, but we do, you know, if people got married through our podcast, that would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what Rob said about like people writing in to date some of the people who are on the podcast, I think that could really be your ticket.
Okay.
Yes. Now, these people certainly did not consent to that, but you go through me and don't bother the people. Yeah. Not that anybody used their last name anyway.
Don't tweet them. Tweet Akiva.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now
Lasher for
they have some more information. And I think that maybe, you know, some of these blind dates, okay, it's kismet, it's perfect, and it works out. But I do think that people like having the ability to choose. And so even if it's that they've heard one of these people on this podcast and then are choosing them, then they have some sort of choice, or people that are, you know, meet each other in a closed group, but they're still choosing each other. I think that the choice is, I think, a big factor.
For some of these, and we didn't hear all the dates, and some of them ended up getting scratched last minute. But for some of them, I said, like, here's four guys, you know, locally, pick one. And that did happen. Like, there was some choice element. Anybody who, like, it wasn't fully blind in the sense that anybody asked for a picture or internet profile, I did give it to them. But listen, Ofer, however many, the answer to your question, I think there was 5 dates that actually happened and like 11 dates that were agreed to and got scrapped.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something insane like that.
It's a pretty good ratio. Akiva, we've had a lot of fun today. I just want to applaud you and the job that you did. I know that you were, along the way, you and I had many conversations and you were like, without giving anything away, you're like, oh, you have no idea how much work I'm doing on this rapture. So I, as a co-host of this podcast, just really salute you for the amazing work that you did to put this all together.
Yeah, thanks. Big thanks to Shut Up Tim, who edited that and put in the music, and Chester edited some stuff also. The voice people, Haley and Kaya, who helped with the actual, matchmaking, and Haley for being on the podcast. So it was a big undertaking. Hopefully it will not, be back on the wheel so soon, but I'm happy if anybody enjoyed it. And remember, if you didn't enjoy it, tweet at us and say greatest podcast in the history of the medium.
Yes. All right. Yeah. And Haley, thank you for being a part of the Rehaptular.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Rob and Akiva Needle Podcast.
thanks again to Haley Strong for being here with us on this episode of the podcast. Of course, you could listen to Haley every week with Amy talking about everything going on The Bachelor. And you can follow the great Haley Strong on social. On Twitter, she's at @HStrong_. Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, we did try and buy her the get rid of the underscore once, but yes, the person did not respond.
Right. And also on Instagram at @HStrong_.
Social media icon. Yeah, Haley, good job. Thank you as always.
Yes, we really appreciate her being here with us before she's traveling to go on a fun vacation for a few days after the podcast. But Keev, we need to talk about what is going to be on Mount Rennapmore and what's going to ultimately go on the wheel next week.
Yeah, so it was a controversial week in terms of the mailbag and the wheel and the fishbowl. Because we had a couple polls out there in terms of kicking things out. We decided to Marie Kondo the fishbowl and get rid of some of the shows that we were planning on watching, really tidy up a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, the idea to Marie Kondo the fishbowl, I feel like, was met with probably, at least from the people we heard from, about a 5% approval rating.
No, I think I don't think that's not true.
You think people, the silent majority was happy that we Marie
Kondo? No, I think people. I heard a lot of you guys got rid of the right shows. You got rid of a lot of popular shows. Also, I got rid of and partially because some of the things I got rid of were my ideas to start. I got rid of a lot of things that people didn't want to see in the first place.
Okay,
I think all four of yours might have beaten all four of mine. So the first poll was which shows that Rob kicked out should be allowed to stay. Okay. And between Gilligan's Island, Degrassi, Riverdale, and Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yes.
There was a three-way race that was almost tied the whole way. We had over 1,580 votes, Rob.
Wow.
Yes. And so Welcome Back, Kotter was a non-factor with 11, so that's out of the fishbowl.
Okay.
Yeah. And Degrassi came up just short with 29.
Okay, so these were... Only one was being saved. It was a vote to save, not a vote to evict.
Yes. Correct, but it was a tie at 30% between Gilligan's Island and Riverdale.
Okay.
However, according to Twitter, Gilligan's Island is in the blue, so I assume Gilligan's Island had one or two or four more votes than Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they should both be allowed to stay if they tied, but I'll leave it up to you. Gilligan's Island definitely can stay.
Fine. They can both stay, okay?
Well, I mean, this gets you out of having to do Kirsten and Frail Mary's podcast if people really want
to. I would be happy to do it. That if people that I feel like that at least there that I know I would be ecstatic to be on that podcast because I feel like that I'd be talking to people who were wanted to hear about the subject matter. My only question was, and it is not a guest thing. It was like what percentage of our audience wants to hear about Riverdale.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so I think for now Riverdale can stay, but Gilligan's Island stay, but Degrassi.
We'll
Degrassi. Never have to pronounce it again.
Yeah.
We'll never have to say what the actual pronunciation for it.
Yes.
And then my four was somehow not on, I don't see it on Twitter anymore, but my four were Where the World's Carmen Sandiego, The Muppet Show, now I have to do this from memory because it's gone. Do you remember what the other shows
SNL.
Were? SNL. And San Diego
Sliders,
the Muppet Show.
Sliders.
And Sliders. Okay. Yeah. So Sliders did no business.
Yes.
SNL came up just short.
Could you please at least give a shout out to Edwin Johnson, who worked very hard to try to save Sliders. And I still think that
Sliders. Hashtag save Sliders.
Would be good. I think the worst thing that Sliders has going against it is the episode in question does not sound like it's
too many dragons.
Well, that's but Sliders is a would be a great show to podcast about. And
it doesn't mean that it's gone forever. It's just gone for now. It could work its way back in. So Carmen Sandiego, SNL, and Sliders. SNL had all the way up at 28%. Sliders was the worst performing of my polls at 13.
Yeah.
But the winner staying in the fishbowl was Muppet Show. So goodbye to Carmen Sandiego, SNL, Sliders. Welcome Back, Kotter, and Degrassi.
Yeah.
Those five shows out of the fishbowl.
And I would encourage Edwin to write up a pitch for Sliders to go onto the wheel.
No, God, now you just infuriated people because people were so mad when Degrassi went from nothing to wheel and fishbowl. So now you just made people really upset.
I think if there was like a drill down into the 10 most bizarre alternate universes that were featured on Sliders, I feel like that's something. That's at least the pitch.
Okay.
As opposed to recap an episode of Sliders, because I feel like that an episode of Sliders may not do the series justice, as opposed to talking about, you know, all of the different alternate dimensions that are out there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, nobody cared about the show when it was on, so I'm not sure they care about it now, but he's welcome to pitch that.
Okay.
Also, a lot of controversy. People think like the same few people get their stuff on the wheel, on, you know, their questions asked. Like, this is blind. Like, I don't care. We just want good content, right, Rob? I don't care who's sending it in. And also, there's like 40 things in the mailbag that I haven't read that will get read one day. You know, there's a big backup when we cut down to 4 things.
Yeah, I had a question from one of our listeners, Adam, that stuff that does not make Mount Rainapmore in a certain week, does that go into some sort of a queue where it's a chance it could come up a different week?
If we dismiss it out of hand, no. If we say maybe later, I put it in the wheel waiting room.
Something that, like, it did not make the cut. That you did not read it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's generally my mailbag, unless I think that you're not going to. Yeah, there's no week. Like, some of the pitches I read you are 3 months old. We're just getting to then.
Okay.
Most of them are, you know, something can really move up the totem pole if it's great, but it's never out. I have a mailbag full, but, you know, I have a pretty good feeling for what you're going to consider.
Okay.
All right, so let's go quickly and 4 pitches for this week. Things we could add to the wheel of podcasts. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, this is from Eric Stein.
Oh,
yeah, Eric Stein is formally requesting a podcast called "The Rise and Fall of Famous Infomercial Scam Artist." I believe it's Don Lapre is how it's pronounced, yes. But I'm not familiar with him.
Yes.
What do you think about that? I don't know anything about this guy.
Willing to come on and be the guest, and he has all the information, or he wants us to then do a deep dive.
It's a good question.
If Eric is willing to do it, if he knows the information and is willing to come on and present his TED talk, then
what if he's willing to do it but wants us to do the research? That's a question I have. What if he wants us to actually research it, but he's willing to talk? Yeah, I mean, I'll do the research. I'm not going to leave it to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so but let's let you know, he's been listening to some of these, I think. So let's let him get back to us next week.
Okay, the best version.
I would put that on for sure. If he agrees to come on, it's on the wheel.
Put it into the waiting room. Best version of that is he'll do all the work. Second best version is you do all the work.
Yes, I agree.
Got it.
Third best version is Rob.
Well, it's not going on the wheel at that point.
Podcast not going on the wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. Pitch number 2. This is from a listener named Stephanie.
Okay.
Have guest and life coach Caitlin Herman on and have her walk you through a life coaching session and or take questions from listeners and have her give life advice from a life coach perspective. She's been so fun on other podcasts, seems to love the community, so hoping she would be into doing this.
She is very fun, and that maybe it would be a good idea in terms of like getting advice from Caitlin. But I think that, you know, that it really, you know, it can't be like where, you know, we're making light of not love and light of what. Oh, but she does.
She did. The writer did write end with love and light, Stephanie.
Right. Right. What do you think about this?
I think it would be a big hit. I think the second we mention it, people are already tweeting us saying it's got to happen.
So I am definitely open to it if she's up for it. So I can message her and see if she would like to do something like that. Of course, you know, I wish we had like sort of like a boilerplate of like a start of an email. Yes. Of it.
I had that. When I was doing the emails to people and I was telling them what I want and what to expect. At a certain point, I just started copying, pasting my old email. So do like a really good one once, and then you could send it to what you're trying to say, because I didn't let you finish your thought, is like, this is a hard podcast to explain to like random guests, especially celebrity guests, right?
Yeah, I need like the elevator pitch of...
Yeah, so you need it to do it once, and then you could just always copy and paste that email to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Put that in the waiting room.
Waiting room, but I think people are gonna eat up Caitlin Herman, and we would love to have her.
Well...
How about this? This could be another Caitlin idea, but this is something in her wheelhouse. This is from Nicole. Nicole, she's a longtime listener. This is her first time writing in.
Oh, I thought it was my wife for a second, but then you said it was a longtime listener.
Yeah, longtime listener. This first time listener, last time writing in. Rob, your stuff is in the garage. My idea for the wheel would be the astrology cast. Astrology has grown in popularity over the past couple of years, especially among millennials, and a lot of people continue to be skeptical. I want the two of you to learn about each of the 12 zodiac signs with the help of an astrologist or astrology expert. Then you could use a chart generator to get your birth chart. Considering astrology is so much more than your zodiac sign, have them explain to you what it means. If no one's available, there's plenty of websites. She's willing to do it, but yeah, I think she's, she's willing for us to pick anybody in the RHAP universe. I think Kirsten's very into it. Maybe Jenny is very into it.
Yeah.
Very into it. I'm sure they would love to do it. What do you think? Are you interested in Rob and Akiva have an astrology cast? Are people going to click?
I'm not sure. What do you feel like about it?
I have no say. I thought like you could go all over the place with this. Should we see if there's any interest from it? Obviously, there'll be interest from like Kirsten, who will immediately tweet at us and say like, yes, I'm doing this. But are the interest from the listeners to us to talk about astrology? Something I know nothing about. I know I'm a Libra, yeah. Libra, but that's all I know.
So I am,
you know
too.
What you are?
Yeah, I am too.
All right. Yeah. We're born near each other.
Yes.
Okay.
So I kind of feel like it's the type of thing where it's like your fantasy football team that everybody is in, or your dreams. It's your.
What if they're just explaining us like, here's an example. Here's like what person born, Gemini would be. And like, here's an example of a famous Gemini and like very bare bones, like basic stuff to us.
Are you curious to know that stuff?
I mean, I would like show up for the podcast.
Right. But
I would never research it on my own.
Yeah. If that comes up, are you excited for that?
I'm not sure. I guess it depends on the guest. I guess it depends on like who's telling it to us. Let's feel it out. I'll say right now it's a no, but if people are dying for it, we're at the beck and call of everybody else.
Right. Like if you and I hear about our, astrological signs and what it means for us and what type of person we are, like it feels like it's almost there, but I feel like it's still missing like a little kick that makes
it's half-baked.
It
like, okay.
It's like 3/4 baked, but I feel like that why is the listener necessarily going to care about what our astrological chart says?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. It's a good question that I don't have the answer to.
All right. What else?
Okay. Fine. Fourth and final one for today.
Fourth and one.
How about this? Let's talk about the Royal Rumble, because this is really brought up a lot of controversy, maybe more than any other wheel idea we've had before.
Okay.
I've spoken to the Royal Rumble makers.
Yes.
People thought, hey, Rob and Akiva are being really soft and not allowing the intergender Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
After we had that conversation, the very next day, the WWE has an intergender Royal Rumble for the first time. The 30th entrant is The Rock's cousin, Nia Jax. She takes like boots to the face. It was wild. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It was just a funny coincidence. The issue isn't that Rob and Akiva are not willing to do it. The issue is that the WWE game doesn't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
So
without hacking.
But it's very, I didn't find anybody who's confident they could hack it. So the two options that were presented to us were A, we could do that with a very old low graphics game from like 15 years ago. That will just say the people's names, but it won't even have their faces. Or B, we could just have a man rumble and a woman rumble back to back, and they would be a little shorter each. Mm-hmm. It might be 20 in each.
Right.
I think that's the better option. I think we should have with two rumbles. We could also discuss between now and then, like if only one is funny, we could maybe cut one out and just have it YouTube only or something like that.
Yeah.
But they both won't be long. I think that's the answer. Then you don't have men kicking women in the face. We still get to use, because this idea was very popular. A lot of people said we're the P word for not doing this.
Professionals?
Yes, we're not professionals
we are professionals for not doing it.
Yeah, but people do want to see the podcast or Rumble.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we can do it. Okay, men, we have a men's podcast Rumble and a women's podcast Rumble. Do we want people to opt in to being in the Rumble? Like if Stephen Fishback is then where, is getting, pummeled in a video.
If he was pummeling Jessica Lease, I'd get it. But
he's getting a steel chair over
Antonio
his head.
Yeah.
By Mike Bloom.
I think that's fine. Too bad, Steven. I think that's fine.
Okay. Now, I'm worried about, women that are now being put into a bikini.
I would say, all right, he will make the dress as appropriate as possible.
Okay.
And I think the truth is the women are more excited than the men. I had so many female RGB podcasters say, I'm in. Make sure I'm in the Rumble.
Okay. All right. Do they want to submit a picture?
Yes. I will have my assistant ask everyone if they have a picture. And if they say, what's this? I don't want in. Then that's their opt out.
Okay.
So they will essentially opt in.
So you've got this from here.
Correct.
Okay. The next time we hear about this on the podcast, you will say it is time to put this onto the wheel.
I think next week we'll put it on the wheel. I just think that the guy who does it needs at least 1 week's notice.
If you could
to
just give us an idea next week of what the turnaround time is, like, hey, I'm going to need 6 months to make these 60 wrestlers for the
Right, because you got to do the phases. It needs to be a picture staring straight ahead for it to make sense, he said. Like, they need to be looking at the camera. But yeah, I think we're good. We should be good to go next week, at most 2 weeks.
Okay.
It won't be like the Rehapsler, where it's a 2 month turnaround.
Great. Okay. So looking forward to that.
Tentatively on the wheel.
Okay.
And that's it. Those were the four.
Okay. Anything else? Any other season 3 episode 7s to add?
Nah, I think the point of the whole thing was to get us down into like the teens, you know, out of 25 shows.
I have not pulled the things that got voted out of the fishbowl. So if we have a season 3 episode 7 draw, we may have to have a do-over potentially. Okay. We are up to 3 slots on the wheel this week for season 3 episode 7. We have currently on the wheel Robin Akiva, Solve a Murder, season 3 episode 7. We have our coin flip. We have our Oregon Trail. We have the rise and fall of Jonathan Taylor Thomas. We have our TV show theme song bracket. We have MTV Shows Are Trash, April 13th, 1994, Jeopardy, Leprechaun 2, Millennial Boot Camp, and The Mystery Show.
You know, it's crazy we've never landed on the coin flip. Yeah, and it used to have 2 spots. That's just never come up once.
Yeah, never come up. So the coin flip will then, and we will flip a coin, and then we will do either Rob's choice or Akiva's choice for the following week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do we want to touch on whatever episode number 11 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast was, and whether that should be added to the wheel?
Sure. Do you remember offhand what episode 11 was? I forgot to write it down. Mm-hmm.
Episode number 11 was The Wizarding World of Robin Akiva.
So there's no way to redo that. I mean, I would love to do another thing where it's like two people know everything about a subject and we ask them about it.
Yeah. Okay.
But we don't have that idea right now.
Submit your ideas, needapodcast@robhasawebsite.com or Seinfeld at Post Show Recaps. You can send us in your ideas for the wheel. And so, Keeve, you ready to spin?
Yeah, let's spin that wheel.
All right, here we go. And we are closing in on April 13th, 1994. If it holds, if it stands, it will be the first time that we are doubling back to another topic that we've already done. It was early on in the first few episodes of the show. We talked about, was it May 22nd, 1998?
Correct.
All right. Keeve, do you want to use your power of veto?
No. Okay. We shouldn't have put it on. Do you want to use your power of veto here?
No, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, sure. You just have to show up. Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like the research. Also, you know, when we do pick a day, if you find anything interesting on that day, send it to me and I will happily use it.
Okay. Do we have access to our Paul the Saints fan random date generator?
All right, Rob.
Yes.
We have recalculated.
Okay.
And we have a date for, thank you to Paul the Saints fan for making this this auto calculator. We have March 11th, 1995 is the day we will be delving into.
Okay.
3/11/95.
Okay.
Do you know what you were doing on March 11, 95?
I have no idea. I was a junior in high school. So I graduated in 1996. So no clue what was going on March 11, 1995. I have a really good memory for things of once I started college. I've blocked out most of my high school and middle
school. A lot of people
school.
Are the opposite.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
No, that I am, my life began once I got out of my parents' basement for the first time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people, yeah, that's good. You don't want to peak in high school. A lot of people would say the opposite. And I think that's a very good sign that your life improved post high school. I don't remember what I was doing. The Jets had just lost their last five games in 1994. That was probably the main thing on my mind at the beginning of 1995.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the dawn of the Rich Kotite era.
Dawn of the Kotite era is probably just about, not to get too morbid, but just about the week my grandfather got diagnosed with cancer. He only lasted like 2 months after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all the only thing I can remember from about March 95.
Okay. So next week, we will learn all about it. What's going on? March 11th, 1995.
Yeah. So send it in. I had fun today. I hope you had fun, Rob.
I did have fun. I want to commend you for all of the work that you did to put this together, that you work extremely hard on this podcast. And it is greatly appreciated by both myself and the many listeners of Renap, because I hear a lot of great feedback about Renap.
Well, listen, it was a labor of love. It's too bad, you know, that we're going to have to figure out a new way into heaven. And hopefully this won't come back on the wheel in 10 episodes.
And again, I'm good. You are trying to figure out a way in.
Oh, boy. All right. I'll have to figure out a different way.
Maybe you'll be lucky and they'll give me like a plus one.
You think I would be your plus one?
I mean,
that'd be nice.
I hopefully.
What about Nicole?
Well, hopefully she gets in on her own merit.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Sure. Do you think people get plus ones to hell?
And like
you could like take someone you hate.
Yeah. You could bring somebody you really don't care for.
Yeah. Hmm. Like it's like a steal a vote.
Yeah, I guess so. But somebody who's like borderline. You can take like here's the pen of people that are borderline.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Who would you take to hell with you?
I don't know.
Have to say on air.
besides Missy? No.
Oh my God!
No, we're joking. We're joking around. Don't be too serious.
Why so serious?
We can't have fun on this podcast.
All right, and give me your Super Bowl pick that will be immediately obsolete and hopefully wrong.
Oh, Patriots run away with this thing.
Yeah, I agree. Patriots by a million. Tom Brady's just a little bit better. Yeah, than Jared
Patriots. Goff. They've won their Super Bowls, but they haven't blown anybody out yet. But
blowouts.
I think this is
not even a double digit win.
This is the time. Mark it down. Patriots. Yeah. Patriots going away in or out.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. Let's see what the people have to say on iTunes. No new reviews this week. What?
Well, there's going to be hundreds after the Rehapsular. They might all say, like, cancel the podcast, but there'll be hundreds.
Rob has a website.com/nap to go ahead to subscribe on iTunes and leave us your feedback and reviews. And there you have it, Keith.
Delight as always, Rob.
Yeah, lots of fun. We'll be back next week to talk about March 11th, 1995. When did the band 311 get started?
I'm not sure. I was going to mention 311. I didn't get to it because Antonio was so thorough. I was going to mention 311 in our conspiracy pod.
Why? What about them?
Well, when I was a kid, everyone said that 311 was the KKK because 311s and K is the 11th letter of the alphabet. It was a big thing. It's on the wiki page that they're not. Like, not that it's true, but like it was a very popular rumor when I was a kid.
Yeah, allegedly, according to their wiki, or Wikipedia, which the band kicked off in 1988. So guess maybe I don't know when their hits were. I guess they had some mainstream breakthrough, 1995. Okay, so maybe we'll circle back to them. But according to Wikipedia, the band's name originates for the police code for indecent exposure in Omaha, Nebraska, after the original guitarist for the band was arrested for streaking.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe we'll play that.
We got a 311 going on right now.
I don't know. By the way, what would have happened? Can we go back to the Rehapsular for a second? What if there was like, post-date coitus. Do you think people would have told us or no?
If people that we set up, don't think that they would have said like,
but do you think they would have been like, what, how do you lie then? Would you, because I don't even think you say you went back to the other person's house.
So,
or something.
So it was like a one night stand like that. So they met, we set people up. They went to the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
And then never spoke to each other again. It's almost like the date was good, but then the,
Maybe there was some texting afterwards, but they didn't get back to each other.
You know? I think that what we would have gotten from one party or the other would have been, so we went on the date and I thought that we really hit it off. I thought that we had a great time. We had drinks. We hung out after and I thought it was all great. But then I never heard from them again. And so I guess it didn't go as well as we thought. Like where like the first part, it's like it went really great. But then I never heard anything after.
Yeah.
I think that's how that story would be translated. But I don't know. Okay. Because what do I, Akiva, let's be honest. What do I know about one-night
stands? We're not the right people
to
answer that question.
So what are you gonna do?
Oh well, better luck next time.
Yeah. All right. Kiva is on Twitter at Kiv26. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.